Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. It's your host, Ron Reck. It's going to be a crazy show tonight. We're going to get into some shit that's going to be really pissing some people off tonight. It's just the way it is. We got to call it as we see it. That's the way I do business. But anyway, besides that, I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve and everything went good for you. I had an okay one. I can't complain too much. The money was good. The night was awesome, and I played very well, except I had some shit stolen from me, but I got the money back part. So that's cool. So I can't bitch too much about that. So anyway, I hope everybody had a good one and a very safe one. Hope you're all here tonight. Glad to see everybody that's here. Anyway, we're going to play a little more music, and then we're going to get into the topics of the night. We're going to get into a bunch of things and all that good stuff. And guns, since you farted and, you know, you voted for Trump. So that's why that shit smells so bad. So anyway, let's carry on.
Apart like a new think of you. Autumn's in the confusion is nothing new. Much better, warm dying. Oh, to let me suitcase the memory. Time after sometimes you picture me. I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me. I can't hear what you've said. Then you say you go through. I told you the second hand unwind. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. Before I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time.
More than 1,000 people have a Facebook.
After my picture face and darkness has turned to gray, watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets, stillness from deep inside. Jumping out of time. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. The second hand unwind. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. Time after time.
Thank you. got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what love got to it.
Hope you enjoyed that. Chick songs. I usually don't play, but it was what was on the list. All right, now we're going to get into a little bit of news, and we're going to crank open these phone lines, or we're getting into whatever, whatever. Yeah, tonight, you know, it's the blame game. Tonight, we're talking about some shit last night. You know, Robert, I hope you're listening to me, because I hate to say this, bro, but it's your show that brought this on, so bad news, bro. Look, nothing against you personally, nothing. But what I was told last night, what Gunsley was told last night, kind of changed the whole fucking game. So, sorry about that, bro. This ain't right. This ain't fucking right. I never heard that shit out of anybody's mouth blaming me. Fuck that. So anyway, we're gonna clear that shit up tonight. So anyway, check this out.
More than 1,000 people have faced charges surrounding the January 6th attack. That includes at least 25 people from North Carolina and at least 15 from South Carolina.
Here's another one we're going to throw at you. Here's some more of the fucking great bashing.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. In the last 24 hours, more than 1,000 pages of newly unsealed documents from a case involving the disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were released to the public. They were unsealed. That includes about 300 in just the past few hours, which we've been sifting through here. And journalists, both in our news...
But only one we're going to talk about. One motherfucker on that list we're going to talk about on MSNBC and all the other liberal stations and channels, liberal cocksuckers. One person. Out of 600 people, one guy. Check this out.
Organization and all over have been poring over those documents. And I have to say, so far, we've not learned much that we did not already know, despite the tantalizing promise there would be some big reveal. For instance, we know that Epstein actively cultivated relationships with powerful men and in some cases women in prominent institutions, from government to finance to academia to philanthropy. We know that Epstein trafficked sexually abused young women and girls. We know he owned a private island in the Caribbean where some of this abuse took place, and that he flew some of those same rich men he cultivated relationships with there on his private jet. But the lack of some big bombshell revelation in the new documents has not stopped Fox News and others in right-wing media from going absolutely all in on this story. And while information on Epstein and the horrible things he did to his victims is absolutely newsworthy. We've covered it on the show quite a bit. The extent to which Jeffrey Epstein has become a kind of totem among a certain sort of conspiratorial right-wing politics is both fascinating and quite instructive to me. To some on the right, Jeffrey Epstein is the skeleton key that unlocks the Illuminati and the secret cabal of child sex traffickers that the proverbial they don't want you to know about. And with that comes a host of cascading associated conspiracies about everything from vaccines to cell phone towers. And to be quite clear here, it really is the case that Jeffrey Epstein was enmeshed in the upper echelons of American society in a totally disgusting and shameful way. That reality, though, is sort of the bedrock for what's built atop it. And that is built atop it is an obsession with him that has transcended those basic facts in a way that gets tied up with a whole number of other right-wing fever dreams. We actually saw just a perfect example of this a couple days ago when Aaron Rodgers, the broken-down NFL quarterback and vaccine conspiracy peddler, went on an ESPN program that he's paid to go on and baselessly smeared late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel as one of Epstein's associates.
Has something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar.
Yeah.
I've been waiting in a wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show whenever Aaron brought up the list, and then Jimmy mocked him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron has not forgotten about that, but here we are sitting right in front of that nice bottle of scotch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? I'm waiting to celebrate something.
Oh, yeah.
He's been waiting.
That's
for
the one.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If that list comes out, I definitely will be popping some sort of bottle.
Right. So you get that, right? Aaron Rodgers, who's sort of deep in this conspiracist world, who's done incredible amounts of actual tangible damage with his vaccine denialism. I mean, huge amounts, right? Sitting there like this big moment, this big reveal, right? The secret cabal is going to be revealed. And maybe Jimmy Kimmel's on the list. Now, Jimmy Kimmel did not appreciate being smeared in that way. The late night host, who we must stress, has zero connection to Epstein, was not in the documents released, lit into Rodgers on social media and threatened to take him to court. And the very next day, the host of that program had to go on TV and try to clean up Aaron Rodgers' mess.
I can see exactly why Jimmy Kimmel felt the way he felt, especially with his position. But I think Aaron was just trying to talk shit. Now, did it go too far? And a lot of people, Jimmy Kimmel certainly said that was the case. We and I immediately upon it happening, trying to be like, ooh, you know. But that is Aaron and Jimmy.
That is just one example of the way that Epstein conspiracies are sort of weaponized, this kind of all-purpose tool against the conspiratorial right's perceived enemies, right? And I have to say, it is really just so unbelievable that Fox News, Republicans, conservatives have made Jeffrey Epstein, the focal point of their worldview about who the bad guys are in society. Because let's just look at the facts here. The guy in American politics most closely associated with Epstein, and particularly Epstein's scandals, is, I think, inarguably Donald Trump. Back in 2019, when Epstein was arrested for sex trafficking charges, there was renewed interest in his past misdeeds, including, crucially, that he had been nailed for this before and had pled guilty in 2008 for what prosecutors called soliciting an underage prostitute. But it was that sweetheart deal that Epstein received as a result that became an issue.
The highly unusual plea agreement allowed billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein to spend a mere 13 months in county jail, when the federal government may have had enough evidence to put him in prison for life. This, according to police and prosecution documents obtained by NBC News. And tonight, there's a new focus on the prosecutor who helped arrange that deal a decade ago. Now the Secretary of Labor.
Okay, remember this? The number one example of the elite lack of accountability for this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, is the fact that a U.S. attorney hammered out this plea deal that was just unheard of, that just basically let him get away with it and then go back to reoffending. The guy that gave him that deal, Donald Trump appointed him, Alex Acosta, in his cabinet. The guy who gave the Epstein deal, he got a cabinet position because he was appointed by Donald Trump. And it was a big scandal at the time. Acosta ultimately resigned in 2019 amid renewed interest in the Epstein case, although he defended the plea deal until the end. A lengthy investigation from Trump's Department of Justice ultimately found that Acosta exhibited poor judgment, although it cleared him of any official misconduct. Now, around the time that Epstein was negotiating that deal, the one that basically allowed him to more or less get away scot-free and go back to reoffending, he was represented by a number of high-profile attorneys, including former counsel O.J. Simpson, Alan Dershowitz, and former Bill Clinton investigator Ken Starr. You may remember those two men for a different reason. In 2020, Donald Trump brought both of them on to assist his legal defense during his first impeachment trial. Get me the Epstein defense team! We should note, both men have defended their actions as Epstein's lawyers. Dershowitz also declined to comment to NBC News about these new Epstein documents. And not long before that impeachment trial that they defended him in, remember, Jeffrey Epstein famously died in federal custody in a federal detention center here in New York City. That was the incident. Sparked countless Epstein didn't kill himself memes that went everywhere in the conspiratorial part of the internet. It transformed the sex offender into the current status of kind of fulcrum of right-wing conspiracy theories worldwide. Now, investigators later said Epstein was not killed, that it was in fact a suicide, and that it occurred amid, quote, significant misconduct at the federal prison. A federal prison under the purview of the Department of Justice, which at the time was run by, let me see if I have this right here. Oh yeah, Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr. Bill Barr called Epstein's death a perfect storm of screw-ups, sort of a passive way to describe a debacle that happened under your authority. So Donald Trump's Justice Department was overseeing Jeffrey Epstein when he died in prison. Of course, the real link here is the personal relationship between Donald Trump and Epstein himself, the one you see on your screen right now. Trump has denied any connection to Epstein's crimes. He declined to comment to NBC News about these new documents, but it's undeniable, it's just an established fact, the two men were once friendly. Back in 1992, before Epstein's first arrest, the two men were captured on video, partying at Trump's Mar-a-Lago golf home, and clearly leering at women together. One decade later, Trump went on the record with New York Magazine to praise Epstein in these words, and I will quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life." That's a hell of a quote, isn't it? About a guy who we would later find out was trafficking girls, sexual abuse. And though Trump later claimed he and Epstein had a falling out, his well wishes didn't end there, okay? Just listen to how Donald Trump responded from the White House briefing room after being asked about Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell's arrest.
"I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach, but I wish her well."
I wish her, this is the one, they had just had the Alex Acosta scandal. Everyone knows what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump, as president from the podium, says, "Oh yeah, knew her socially, wish her well, rooting for her, hope she's doing fine." Again, to be clear, at the time, Ghislaine Maxwell was in prison after being charged federally with conspiring with Epstein to sexually abuse minors. But even when given the opportunity to walk those comments back, Trump refused.
"Her friend or boyfriend,
Epstein,
was either killed or committed suicide in jail. She's now in jail."
"Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish you well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, you know that..."
"Oh, so you're saying you hope she doesn't die in jail. Is that what you mean by wish her well?"
"Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out how did it happen. Was it suicide? Was he killed? And I do wish her well."
Two things here that are important. One is you can see the parts of the internet and the media world that Trump gets his own information from. I mean, remember, this guy's the president who directs the Department of Justice, right? That report to him that had Epstein in custody. Like, maybe someone killed him. Maybe he died. I don't know. We should also note that they did prove somebody was guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted by a jury on those charges and serving a 20-year sentence in prison. But of course, the facts, you know, I mean, I'm banging my head against the lawyer. I know full well the facts don't matter to the conspiracy crowd. These are the type of folks who engage in what has become quite clearly a kind of watered-down QAnon talking point. Promote anti-vaccine nonsense. Things are all false flags, right? It's the kind of world, and particularly the kind of voters, in short, who seem most drawn to support conspiracy theorist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
Yeah, I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet two times. I was on it in 1993, and I was on it in, and I went to Florida with my wife and two children to visit my mom over Easter. My wife had some kind of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, and they offered us a ride to Palm Beach. So I went then, and then on another occasion, I flew again with my family, with, I think, four of my children and Mary, my wife, to Rapid City, South Dakota, to go fossil hunting.
You were not after these get, well, I mean, twice, you know, with my family, once to go fossil hunting, but aside from that. Now, Kennedy denies any wrongdoing. He's not been accused of any misconduct, to be clear. Because, you know, lots of people, it seems, again, this is part of what sort of makes the scandal so tantalizing for people, right? Lots of people flew on Epstein's private jet, including former President Bill Clinton. That's also established and well known. But again, to the conspiracist crowd that traffics almost exclusively in loose connections and innuendo, it should presumably be relevant that two of the three most prominent candidates for president of the United States of America have tangible connections to Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, if you at home watching this are something of a single-issue anti-Epstein voter, there's only one major candidate for president without any meaningful ties to Epstein. His name's Joe Biden. Keep that in mind the next time Fox News tries to use Epstein to smear the left.
Huh. So, you know... Yeah, Trump buddied Epstein, too. Yeah, he's also friends with Charles Manson and the fucking Donner family and all the other fucking criminal motherfuckers out there. I unmuted your phone, but you got so much background noise. What is going on with you in your world of Texas, man? I don't hear it now. Gunslinger, what's happening, man?
Oh, it's I just had something running here. Never mind. It's clear
you
now.
No good fucking Trump supporter, you. Fuck you, man.
I know.
Fucking Trump
damn
supporter.
Me.
Fuck.
I just raised a vote on that. I'm so sad. I mean, my
son
God. That son of a bitch. Look what he
it's
did
your
to
fault.
Us.
It's your fault that shit's happening right now that
I
he
know.
Did.
I know. It is. Isn't that terrible?
My
I wanted seven.
I voted hard to. No good motherfucker me.
I wanted $7 gas. I wanted $10 diesel. I wanted $1,000 for pussy. God damn it.
Yeah. And then I want the children to change your fucking sex life. I don't want a boy to be a boy. I don't want to be a girl to be a girl.
No.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
So let's get
I
into
rape.
That.
Yes, damn it.
Robert's on the... it shows he's on the show. Might be here listening, but you know. Laurianne, but yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's simply
you think I give a fuck?
That shit I was told last night. I hold the fucking phone, man. Wow, really? Really? What the fuck? Do you fucking know what you're saying? You know, apparently not. Or, but if that's what they believe, then okay. Well, they just punched their fucking ticket with me. That's that. You know, don't care. Just say it to somebody. That's just unfucking believable, man. It doesn't matter. You know, if there was somebody else out there in this world that could do a better job, yeah, I'd go for that person. But where are all these 90 fucking people at? Where are these motherfuckers at? Why
they're
do
not
I
there.
Have to go looking for them? Why do I got to go shopping around with these motherfuckers? They ain't my responsibility. I'm just a citizen. I just live here. You know, voting and all that bullshit.
Look,
all bullshit anyway, and I don't believe it anyway. So, you know.
These people... These other people, they're not in the club. Remember the club, the exclusive
right.
club? And
right.
it's not in that, you know, Trump is in there as a positive part of it, okay? If you want to, you know, think of it that way, because he doesn't, right. he's not evil like the rest of these people are, except the other part aside for the second bashing Trump. But he doesn't go to pedophile island. He doesn't like that young pussy like fucking Poopy Pants does, and the rest of them pedophile bastards do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yet, oh, he's bad. Oh, my God. Look what he did. Oh, we're crying fucking goddamn bricks. Give me a fucking break. Have you people lost your goddamn minds? Oh, wait a minute. You have. Jeez. I couldn't believe it. I'm just... Only in the land of retards, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I said so. It just, you know, blew my mind. It just, wow. All right. Since we got into that, I'm going to do this real quick. This sounds like a fun thing to do. All right, here we go.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks.
.907. Did you vote for Trump? 907. You had your hand up with the finger. I don't think he knows he's on. Okay. All right. You know, it's boring to hear the TV in the background. So here we go.
It's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But there's a reason, there's a reason. There's a reason for this, There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of
that. Clip just seems to be repeating. Sorry about that, John. Boyd, did you ever catch up with us yet? 907?
Huh?
Did you ever catch up
907?
With
us? 907.
907
here.
Yeah, I know, here. But I tried to tell you hello and all that, and we got no response out of you. I have to ask you, there's a club code now here to get on the show. You got to answer a question. Okay,
fuck
to get on,
Trump.
To be here with us. No, that, well,
fuck Trump.
Kind of, but we have to ask, did you vote for Trump?
No.
Did you? You didn't? Okay, you're acceptable then. If you voted him, you can't
okay,
come in
thanks.
To the show no more. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll salute. Thank you. I wanted to. I'm glad. Is there a secret handshake?
Yes, there is, yeah. Yes, there is, yes. You have to jerk your crank twice and smack your head three times and say, and you're, there you go.
Okay.
Every time you see a brother, when you see a brother, do the same thing. Don't matter if it's in
okay.
public. You can do it anytime. Pull your crank twice, take your head three times, and say, and yeah, you're a member. Oh, my God. What the fuck was that last night? My God, that drew me out of my fucking mind. Whew. It's my fault. I'm the reason this shit's going on right now. All this bad shit is done by Trump. Every bit of it.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Hell, fuck me.
Yes.
God damn, I can't yeah. believe it. I didn't know. I didn't know it was my
See,
fault. I'm the reason why I'm the reason why he fucked this all up. He let more motherfuckers go across the border than ever
Absolutely.
Did anybody ever did. Anybody ever did. So, you know, like, wow. That's kind of wild. I didn't know.
He tricked me out of tricking them tacos, God damn it. I'm
See?
Mad now.
See?
See?
Oh,
damn him. Damn him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Damn good question. Yeah. He's going to take away the guns, too. He's going to take
yeah,
away the rights
absolutely.
To the guns. That's coming, too.
Yeah, that's coming. Yeah. You betcha that bitch. I'm all for it.
You look a little
I'm
retarded, so I'm taking your guns for you. Then I'm going to take you to court. That
yeah.
seems like, you know what? I mean, a lot of people think that's actually crazy, but I think it's a good idea. I really do. You have to take the guns away from them so they can't hurt yourself with the motherfuckers, you know? Then get them evaluated if that is legitimate. If it's you got to have some legitimate fucking claim, though. But they're saying the other
yeah,
part, though, that actual red law is from the Democrats. That's where the fuck that came
yeah,
from. And they want to fucking go in with no fucking reason. Nothing.
Yeah, they
want to
no
say
reason.
The word.
Reason.
Just say the word. That
you're fucking
fuck your guitar will raid his house.
Your fucking dog shits on your goddamn paper jar. And they can
right,
call in red flag on you. You know?
Mm,
your dog
yeah,
on your neighbor's
yeah.
car there, and they can call them a red flag.
God.
Now, that's
God.
Bullshit. I'm no way fucking no. I know. No. Now, if you're mentally unstable and you sit around there and people see you talking to your car and talking to your tree and, and talking to your grass. Hello, grass. How you doing out there? Now
what's
that might be a little real.
What the fuck's wrong with you, gunslinger, you fucking asshole? Fuck, man. I have no right to talk to my trees. I have great conversations with my trees and relationships. We get along just fine.
Oh, wow. I hope it's not a sexual relationship.
You gotta talk
nice to your plants to get them to grow.
Right, exactly. Right.
You know,
and to pleasure yourself.
Give them some of that soothing bullshit.
Yeah, well, you know,
My wife asked me one time, why, when you walk up to the trees, you take a stick with you? I said, because I got to check for squirrels. that's probably a whorehouse joke, believe it or not. I stole from it. yeah, that was something else last night. I was like, wow, man. I can't believe I'm hearing this shit. It just blew my fucking mind.
That blew my mind, too.
Did you hear me? Yeah. Did you hear me, what I was saying just before we got cut off?
Yeah.
I passed out. I was passed out before that.
Boyd was on a roll there, let me tell you.
I missed that? Fuck me. God damn it. Yeah, I was missing
you're always missing that shit, Ron. God damn it.
No doubt. God damn, man. Fuck me. What did I miss? Can you kind of repeat some of it? You don't remember some of it? Maybe, you know.
According to them and what they want, we have to crash this whole fucking thing. Complete and total. We got to wreck it. It has
wreck
to be
what?
A, huh?
Wreck
this whole
what?
Country, what this, every, the whole system, everything. We got to wreck everything and start all over again from the ground up.
Okay. That's
and
the most libertarian.
That.
I think libertarian, liberals, I don't know.
That.
I don't. Do what? That's what they're thinking? Well,
they weren't liking when I was saying we have to crash this. They couldn't understand what I mean. We have to crash this whole motherfucking thing.
I get that part, but yeah. It just when they said it was my fault that Trump got this shit all fucked up. He brought in more illegal aliens in this country than any president. Till now, you know, till now. No, he's been beaten in. But I never seen that many come through this country. There was a lot trying to get through, a lot of them. No doubt about it, but he stopped it. You know, he had to fucking whip at Mexico's ass to get that to happen. Well, what happened? As soon as fucking Biden got in office, he opened that motherfucker. He kicked that bitch open as fast as he walked in the door. You know, he kicked that bitch wide open. Come all, motherfuckers. Come all.
And they came flooding in like a damn
yes,
biblical
they did.
Flood.
Like,
yes, they
like,
did.
Like,
hallelujah.
Like when fucking Moses parted the Red Sea, goddammit.
Thank you, Trump. I love it, baby. Love
yeah.
it. Bring them mm-hmm. is over here.
But that's my fault because I voted for him. So anything
yep,
Trump has
yep.
done, it's my fault. I'm the one at fault because I voted for that motherfucker. Me.
Yep.
I'm
sure
the
did.
Guy.
You're the
that's
bad
what I was
guy.
Told
right
guy. I'm the bad fucking guy. You too, gunslinger.
Yep.
You too, boys.
Now me, yep.
Both of you boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're no good motherfuckers to them.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
But I mean, come on! How can you come up with that thought? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That is not helping. That is causing a problem. That ain't helping no fucking problem. First off,
what did I say? You have to sit there and look at this shit in a logical manner. You have to use reason, logic, and common sense when addressing things like this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Most of the people out there don't have that. They fail, and they fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that.
Oh, no doubt about
it's
it.
Insanity.
I'm with you on that.
It's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I know that just seems so rehearsed, kind of setup type set thing to me. I don't know, man.
I don't know. You'd be surprised at what fucking people believe because they're goddamn stupid. Okay? They're stupid.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Oh,
call
yeah.
it low intelligence.
There ain't no fucking doubt about it.
I don't care what you call it. They're just plain, simple, goddamn fucking stupid. Okay?
But
especially
it's your
them
fault,
fucking
people. Gun. It's your goddamn, you and Boyd's fault. You motherfuckers
yeah,
voted for this asshole son of a bitch.
I know. Yeah.
Now,
I'm going to
vote libertarian. We the people are the fucking blame.
I'm going to vote libertarian this time. The hell with Trump.
I'm voting retarded. I'm going straight full retard.
I'm voting retarded, and I'm writing it in if I have to. Anyway,
there
Rob,
you go.
Rob it may be here. Or, yeah, they just walked in the chat room. I walked out. I am upset, my children. I am very mad. You need to call in right away to calm me the fuck down. It's my fault that Donald Trump has done all the bad shit he's done because I brought him here.
Yep.
It is my fault. If you voted for Trump, you are a fucking sinner. You are damned to hell, and you're going right now today.
Damn to hell.
It's your fault.
Preach
it's your fault. Trump caused all this shit. And if you voted for him, it's your fault. You did it. You're the one to blame for this. You did it.
Preach it, brother. Yeah. Preach it, brother.
Tell him, Gunslinger. Tell him the gospel. Tell him the gospel. You're a fucking sinner, no good son of a bitch. If you didn't vote for Democrat or the independent parties, you can't. Fuck, you're no good.
Sorry, son of a gun. One. Damn him. Yeah. Damn him to hell. Brother Ron.
Boyd, it's your turn. Boyd, tell these children. Tell them right. It's their fault. They voted for him. Oh, my God, Jesus. No, I ain't done a show in quite a couple weeks, so this is my first show back in the new year, first New Year's show, and I'm doing it right.
Oh, it is the first
year. I'm blaming. I have been scorned. I have been scorned, and my name has been tarnished. Because
yes, it has.
No good motherfucker.
Yes, you did.
No good motherfucker.
I should
exist on planet Earth. People like us do not belong here. We really, really
don't.
We should be going to better places, really should, you know.
And you know, Trump hates guns. I'm going to have to go give up my guns now.
He's going
to
take your guns. That's right. That's right. Yep.
He's
letting illegal aliens in here. He was Jeffrey Epstein's best fucking friend. And he's probably, they said how many times he's cruised on Lolita yet. But he's been on the Lolita. Well, fuck yeah. Shit. But, you know, that's what rich kids do. They go play with the other rich kids on an island, you know.
On
but Trump, there's nothing implicating Trump is sex. But that's the first thing that came out. These motherfuckers, clip by play for MSNBC talking that shit, you know. But you see how they're stringing it out? They strung the whole fucking story out, man. You know,
that's what That's what these rich pedophile cocksuckers do. Is they go for that young pussy? Okay, you know that, and when they get probably, some document said that when they get 13, 14 years old, they kill them.
Yeah.
Throw them out on the ocean. Boom, boom, you're gone. Bye-bye, babe.
You wonder
why
these foster children are missing, you know?
Yeah, there you
adopted
go.
Children
child
missing, shit like that.
Child protectives.
Uh-huh. The child collectors.
Right there.
The child collectors, for the pedophiles.
Where do you think these motherfuckers wind up at? Epstein Island. In places like that.
Probably. Something like that.
California.
There's more shit out there we don't know about. There's more shit going on we don't have a fucking clue about.
Hell yeah.
So,
man.
You know. that's the fucking thing, man. You know. People
crazy
don't get
world,
it.
No doubt about
it. It is crazy.
No, they don't get it. They don't get it. They're just... They're brain dead. Something to
think. To come up with that type of concoction and with very little proof, and if you don't know if your proof is actually fucking legit, if your shit ain't fucking legit in the first place, how do you confirm that? You didn't confirm shit to me. You know?
Nope.
Anyway, 909, here we go. It's just bullshit, you know?
It is. I mean, when you
smoke some wine.
Is it 909?
That's here. That's here. What are you cocksuckers talking about now?
If you voted for Trump. Damn you.
Did you vote for Trump, Rob?
Yeah, I did.
You know good motherfucker. It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Is your fucking fault. Every bit of it.
Cool. what did I do?
You voted for Trump.
We are the anti-Trump old man league.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpsters.
Why?
Well, we've been called out,
We're a club.
You didn't catch that show, Robert's show last night?
No.
Well, that's
you missed it. Good. missed it. Oh, boy.
We are the blame by shit so bad.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's my fault.
Well,
I didn't. I should have
what Lori posted, was it?
What's that?
Not what Lori posted, right?
I don't know what Lori posted.
Well, she had posted something about Trump saying something about guns.
He's going to take away our guns if he gets back in. That's what Lori said. And it's our fault that he got in because we voted for him. That's my fault. Whoever voted for Trump, it's your fucking fault. And then this John Doe guy, too, said, was repeating the shit right over.
That dumb fuck.
Okay. Good. I heard something about that last night. I wasn't too sure that was serious.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking retarded, isn't it? Why would Laurie do that, you know? So that just, you know, okay. That means you're a straight-up liberal, period. Because I've never seen those.
A closeted liberal like George Sinzer the coward is.
Right.
He's a closeted
pretty
liberal.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that's whatever. I just felt like, you know, that was total bullshit, man. Blaming people who voted for Trump, all this shit's going down. And if Trump said before when he's president he was going to take your fucking guns, he would have done did it if he's going to do it. But he was just talking about getting weapons away from people that are mentally fucked up. They're mentally fucked up. Yeah, you take a weapon away from a mentally fucked up person. Yeah, I get that. And that's what Trump meant. He didn't mean fucking prosecute him. Then go to due process if it's needed. And they'll get the guy evaluated. If he's fucked up, he needs help. Get him fixed, you know? Get him fucking help. That's right. That's what Trump was more stating. You know, he didn't mean to rob the man for his rights.
He didn't want to save people's lives. Yeah, he didn't want to prosecute the man and put him in prison for the rest of his life because of mental illness.
He's got a mental problem. Right, exactly.
The person can't help that.
They want to fuck you. They'll lock you the fuck up.
No, they don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah, but that was really, really not. I had to shake my head. What did they just say? What the fuck are they saying? Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Sheesh.
It's my fault. Yeah, and he's brought in more motherfucking illegal aliens to the country than Biden has, for now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know,
yeah.
Till now, that was the closing on that. Yeah,
you know what the greatest disappointment is? We're not in World War III. Damn it! I want World War III. Launch them, son of a bitch. Launch them. Why not? It's Trump's fault. It's his fault.
Sure.
He didn't negotiate with rockets.
If he's a fault for all this shit, let's fucking keep partying. You know?
Yeah.
Let's steal all the fucking money we can, as we have already done. You know, take everybody else's shit, take whatever we can, fuck everybody we can out of everything, and that's that. You know, but it's Trump's fault.
Of course.
As long as he's taking a fall for all this shit. But it just kind of pissed me off as a voter. It's like, you know, I voted, it's my fault that shit's going the way it is.
Absolutely.
Because I voted for him. That don't make no fucking sense. That's liberal. Because they hate him. They hate his people. He hates his followers. They hate what he stands for. And I'm telling you, I'm not a big fan of Trump. I'm telling you the fucking gospel. He's an all right guy, but he ain't the greatest. Nobody is, man.
He's not the savior. Okay?
No.
I've always said. But it's the better choice between the goddamn two, logistically speaking. Okay? Back in 2016, did you want Hillary Clinton in there? Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
We would be at World War III with that bitch in there. So who's the better choice? Somebody that's going to keep us out of war, which he did, by the way, or somebody that is a warmonger that wants to get in war every goddamn day of the week? There you go.
Yeah, there wasn't no conflicts really going on, really seriously going on when Trump was in office.
He actually took a few of them out.
Biden's in office. Now look what's gone. You know?
Now look what's going on.
Ukraine started automatically, instantly, right after he became president.
Right after that.
Now you got Israel gone. Yep. You know?
Now you got Rocket Boy threatening the goddamn launch rockets again.
Right.
You know, a little short packet bastard over there, you know?
Yep.
Ugly motherfucker. God damn.
But they want to bring a liberal or a independent in. They say there's 90 other independents on the list. but I've never seen the list, and nor am I looking for that list. But here's the deal. Here's the problem. Them guys couldn't get the boat, the structure of that.
No,
you,
that's
you gotta
why.
Have
yeah,
money.
That's
you got to have able to backers. You got to have money to be the rock star. You need backers.
Look,
you know what I mean? And you're going to get good
there
backers.
Has been,
if you're going to support what they're interested in. That's how that works. You're being bought off. You're buying these elections. You know, that's where they're done.
Look, there has been the two-party system since, for the past 50 fucking years, even before I was born. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to remain that for the foreseeable future. Okay.
Right.
And these, and you think these, if you know, independents and the libertarians and all this shit, you think that they're going to get somebody in there when you've got only two parties, Republicans or Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's your only choice today.
Right.
Now, if you want to make a bad choice and just waste your goddamn fucking choice and fucking shit out the goddamn window, you're the goddamn problem because you didn't vote for the most logical one. See my point? Very logical.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy about it. I mean, gee whiz, the proof right there is hanging on the end of your nose like a goddamn booger.
Yeah.
Okay? But you can't see it. But you can't see it. Oh, man. Beam me up, Scotty. There ain't no goddamn intelligent life down here.
Okay, now we got here's some latest news. We got the shutdown coming pretty soon. I'm going to flip this clip real quick. This is about the border crisis and fucking government shutdown. Here we go. Here comes the crash you want to talk about, Boyd.
GOP lawmakers are threatening a government shutdown unless Biden and the Senate Democrats agree to secure the southern border. This comes as a funding bill for the border was delayed, with GOP lawmakers fed up with the migrant surge hitting record highs. One of those lawmakers joins us now. He's Texas Representative Chip Roy. Congressman, great to have you on the show this morning. Let's talk about this showdown. First of all, it's House versus Senate in a way. The Senate seems to want to wrap up any type of border security in a much larger package. You guys want to advance H.R. 2 and directly address what's happening at our southern border. Is it going to come down to a government shutdown?
Well, good morning, Will. Good to be on. You grew up in Texas, Sherman, if I have it correct. And so you understand what we're facing down in Texas in terms of the impact on our communities. I had six kids who died from fentanyl poisoning in Hays County, just southwest of Austin, Texas, last year alone. We're sick of it. We're fed up. The Biden administration, they're going to court to sue to try to stop Greg Abbott from cutting the razor wire or from using our laws to deport people and be able to protect our communities. So, you know, I'm tired of all the games. And, you know, like in Washington, that's what we're getting out of the Senate, right? They want to go try to cut a deal to get more money for Ukraine. We're not interested in that. We want to do our job to force the Biden administration to the table. So to answer your question, yes, the people of Texas are telling me very bluntly, make sure that Biden understands he's either going to shut down the border or he's going to have to choose to shut down the government. But it'll be on him. It's our job in Congress to use the power of the purse to stop it. And if we won't do that, we're just going to get more of the same, which means another 750,000 encounters over the next 3 months like we got over the first 3 months of this calendar year. So it's time to stop it. It's time to end it. By the way, last point, this should have been ended in 2018 and 19 when we had a Republican in the White House and a Republican control of the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. We didn't, meaning I wasn't there, but Republicans didn't. And that's one of the reasons why I support Governor DeSantis. I want to get laws enacted that will prevent someone like Biden from doing this in the future.
You know, I'll come back to Governor DeSantis and your presence in Iowa today in just one moment. First of all, you have your facts straight. Yes, Sherman, Texas, born and raised.
Yeah.
And I can hear the conviction in your voice on this issue, and I know that you're reflecting the conviction of your constituents. It's interesting. The other side is showing a lot of conviction. We have to admit, The Biden administration is dedicated to ensuring that border stays open, including, as you point out, suing the state of Texas. So, I mean, I don't know what you take away from that, but there is both sides very seemingly dedicated to their positions on the southern border.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, historically, Democrats have been more committed to their position destroying the sovereignty and security of the United States and remaking America. We now have 50 million, that's 50 million American or people in this country who are foreign born, okay? They have about 20 million kids. This is the highest percentage we've ever had in the history of our country. They are doing that at a time where we don't teach our kids about the Constitution or Western civilization or to believe in that America is great. So they're doing this purposely, wide open borders. They believe in things like the New World Order and the United Nations making decisions for us. So that's purposeful. I just want Republicans to meet that with at least as much passion and resistance as Democrats use to destroy our country. And, yeah. And that's the question for Republicans and the Speaker of the House right now. Are we going to meet the moment as Republicans and use the power of the purse to stop this assault on our freedom, our mm-hmm. security, and well-being while we empower cartels, empower China, endanger Texans? Let's stop that right now. We can use the power of the purse. Boy. Pass a bill that will fund troops. Pass a bill that will fund Border Patrol. Send it to the president and say, see you in November.
I just want to say that little nugget of your answer right there, 50 million. We don't teach our own children about the United States Constitution, our form of government or American values, right. Much less 50 million illegal immigrants who know. It's not about whether or not they're good people or bad people. It's about whether or not they understand right. or are dedicated to those American values. You're changing correct. The country, period, either on purpose or yep. by accident. You're changing the country. I don't want to rob you of this time as well. I know, as I mentioned, you're yep. in Iowa. I see the sign behind you yep. For Governor yep. DeSantis. It's a big week. You're headed towards the caucuses this week. Yep. What are you expecting in Iowa?
Well, look, man, there's a lot of enthusiasm and excitement on the ground for Governor Ron DeSantis. He's a guy who has done it. He has delivered for the people of Florida. And I think that we in this country need someone who will deliver for us in the White House. And I want someone who my 14-year-old son can look up to, can emulate. This is a guy who wore the uniform in the Navy. This is a guy who's a winner. He won by 1.5 million votes in Florida. He won 62% of Hispanic voters, 50% of single female voters. He has delivered time and time again. And importantly, unlike former President Trump, with all due respect, who I supported and who I'll support if he's the nominee, this guy's actually stood up to fight to secure the border in 2018. He was with the Freedom Caucus making sure that we should pass good legislation when President Trump was saddling up with Paul Ryan to pass an Amnesty First bill instead of a bill that would actually secure the border. And for you friends out there and people who support President Trump, God bless you, Google it. Go look at the facts. We didn't get the wall built. We didn't get Mexico to pay for it. We didn't pass the laws necessary to secure the border. And the former president then gives Anthony Fauci a medal as a commendation as he's leaving the job. And meanwhile, he destroyed our country, $8 trillion in debt, shut down our economy. Governor DeSantis was fighting to keep it open in Florida. That's the kind of leadership I think we need. And the people in Iowa recognize that. While Nikki Haley goes to New Hampshire and says New Hampshire needs to correct Iowans, people in Iowa get to make a decision here to set the stage for Americans.
Well, Congressman, I'll tell you what. I would love to have a deeper conversation with you as we approach the Iowa caucuses, both on the substantive issues facing our country and the political issues facing first the state of Iowa. Hopefully you and I can get together in the coming week and go over some of these issues in more depth.
Let's do it. I love being a prosecutor in Sherman, Texas. It's a great part of the country, so let's visit.
Were you a federal prosecutor up there?
Yeah, no, that was where my first job as a prosecutor. I was up there, and I was living in McKinney, bouncing up and down 75. Yeah.
Right in front of Judge Brown for all those years. All right, Congressman, great to see you.
I'm Steve Ducey.
All right, there we go with that. I don't see the Sandals making it. I don't see that happening. But, you know. But who says if this country shuts down, who gives a fuck anymore? But if it shuts down, who's going to be there to fucking get the border fixed? Nobody. So it'll still be wide fucking open, won't it? You know? Come on, man. God damn fuck. I don't know. I just think it's all a bunch of bullshit. I'm getting to this point with this fucking border crisis. 50 million people. Think about that, guys. 50 million fucking people in this country now. Oh, my. That's a lot of fucking people,
man. And they're all living
off
welfare.
And all on welfare, yeah. Then how many more millions of actual Americans are on welfare, too? Another 30? So that's 80%. 80%, think about it. That's a lot of fucking money. And you ain't got none? But why would you do that? What is the fucking point? You know, you're struggling for money. This is how the collapse of a business happens. You can't keep piling on debt. And all these people coming over, you're piling on fucking some type of debt. That's what you're doing. I think they think it's a good thing. Wow.
We'll never, ever going to be able to pay, ever pay the Federal Reserve back any money. Never win. Never.
50 million people in another state.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a whole other state for us. I mean, gosh.
A whole
damn.
Another state, yeah. What do we call it? Guacamala?
Yeah. You know. We call it Walkins.
Yeah, Guacamala. That's what I mean. Guacamala. Guacamala, you know, and, you know.
Right.
Guacamala.
Right, but
yeah.
I call it Mike Walkins. You know, I'd get
a passport to get in the state.
Get Suzette a prescription at Rite Aid. And while
she's
down there waiting, there's this group there, and they're getting theirs, and they can't speak a lick of English. And they heard that the prescription's there at Rite Aid, but they don't know which Rite Aid. So they come to this Rite Aid, and they're told, no, it's across town is where you're supposed to pick it up. So the gal goes, well, I'll tell you what, so you guys have to do this. She's telling them in Spanish. We'll just transfer everything over here so you don't have to go back over there. And, you know,
fuck.
While they're doing all that. So they're just clogging the system up there, too.
Right, right. Yeah. That's just fucking lovely. Why not? Just why not, man? You know, what can you fucking say? So how long did it take to get her script? Did it take long for you to get it, or, I mean?
Hers was, Suzette was ready to go, but they had to wait like 20, 30 minutes, I think. I got mine, so I was gone, but I was like, but they caught me 30 minutes just standing there.
Right. Yeah, they got to deal with their bullshit. Fuck. My God. Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, and I don't get it. I just don't seem how it seems like people don't seem to get this, how much of a financial burden this is. Why don't they care about that? Why don't they care about the money of the country? You know, and then they're shutting fucking down, but then give fucking other countries 50, 30 billion fucking dollars like it ain't shit. Why would you do that? What the fuck good is that to do? Ain't you supposed to be protecting the motherland?
You gotta remember this, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a government shutdown, it does not stop Social Security or welfare payments.
Well, I understand that. Right. I'm not worried about that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the other
only, it actually only shuts down maybe 20% of the government.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, need to shut it all down. Fuck it. If you're going to shut it down, shut it fucking down. Everybody go home. You know?
Yep.
Learn how to hunt fish, motherfucker. This shit ain't going to be made by fucking Aunt Jemima no more. The days are over. Banquet, all gone. And it's going to come to that. The way the price of shit's going right now, man, if it keeps climbing up like it is, it's over. It's over. You won't be able to afford to go to the fucking grocery store, man. You ain't going to be able to do it.
You know, what
you might have
money
right now.
Well, what did I tell you last night when a bag of Fritos is almost $9 goddamn dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Bag of Fritos. Fucking Fritos, regular old Fritos.
Well, seen the bags of Cracker Jills?
Cracker Jills?
Have you got them in your Cracker Jills?
No.
Not Cracker Jacks, but Cracker Jills. We have those now.
No, I've never had my Jills cracked lately.
That's good. But here they're called Cracker Jills, and it's to help support women's sports and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And the character on there is a different race, but it's a girl, Cracker Jills. I can't believe that shit.
Cracker Jills. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
well, they say this year the Big Mac in California costs you about $25 fucking dollars just for the hamburger.
Yeah, because they raised it $20 an hour now.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl's Jr. Here, I was looking at the prices, and for like a combination meal, a third pound burger, double burger with guacamole, the whole nine yards, it's $16 already. That's with the fries and the Coke.
Mm.
That's going to be like $22.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah.
You want to talk about collapse? There is no way a business could survive that. You know, when your fucking labor cost is way more than your fucking product cost. My God. But there again, your product costs will go up like a motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
Where are you getting this money from?
Well, Tom,
hey, man.
Here's a economic question again for you. Here in Texas, we have a grocery store chain called HEB. What it stands for, I have no idea.
Yep.
HEB, okay. They're building two new stores.
Here everything's better.
Well, they're hiring HEBs. And they're picking up 1,000 new people. 1,000 for these two stores. In the corporate office out in West Texas somewhere. 1,000 people.
Well, they're waiting for the fucking they're waiting for all the big flow of people to come, man. They gotta be able to maintain supply. They did it here in Brandon. We was on 60 Minutes one time, and all of a sudden, bam, this fucking town exploded. But now it's dying. It's just in death mode now, you know.
Well, I think that was fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But like I said, it ain't what it used to be. I mean, it still is what it is, but it ain't what it used to be. Of course not. Time does, you know, but I'm seeing a lot of hotels closing, stuff like that, and then a lot of them going up on the market, and you know, most of them here ain't getting no business anymore. This ain't happening, you know. So we see more RVs than anything, but it's just one of them things, man. You know, it goes that way. I mean, because most of them people. Silver Dollar City.
What's the theme park in Missouri that has Oriental Express?
Six Flags?
What was that? Oh, okay.
Six
I thought something else. No, it wasn't Six Flags or anything, but they had a roller coaster called the Oriental Express. It was crazy roller coaster I remember going on. And it's a theme park out there, and I want to see close to, this makes sense, Silver Dollar City.
Well, there was USA something. Yeah, I think that was Silver Dollar City. Yeah. That was a ride they had.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that article in the chat room. There's another reason to kick these son bitches out of here.
I hear a train. Shit, I don't ever hear one of those.
Not me.
You hear the train right now?
I got a train track nearby, but I don't hear no train.
Damn, illegal aliens cost $1 million per month in free food. Woo! A lot of money.
I hear the train coming again.
Mm-hmm.
Who's near a train track?
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that your place, Rob?
Yeah, it is. It's a new set of earphones I have.
Wow.
And the noise cap, I got like three settings for noise cancellation.
How's so that? It's your fault. Well, it's your fault then, voting for the train.
Voting for that train. Damn it. See what gets you. Gets you that way every time.
Did you hear that?
Not so much now.
Okay, I think I got fixed.
Okay, this is from AP. It says here in this thing, it says, no, migrants do not receive $2,200 each month from the federal government. Then it states, it goes, claim, the Biden administration is giving people who enter the U.S. illegally payments of $2,200 per month. AP assessment, false. People who enter the United States illegally are not eligible for federal cash assistance, with the exception of certain Cubans and Haitians. Immigration experts told the Associated Press refugees and people granted asylum, as well as some of the humanitarian migrants, are entered certain public benefits, including cash assistance related to their initial reassessment through that there is not as high as $2,200 each month. The fact that the social media, yada, yada, yada. According to release, you know, immigrants, I'll pack the financial immigrant away $2,200.
then it contradicts itself. It says here, information cited in a tweet published by the American League of Immigrant Impact. It relies on August 21st, talked across an interview, retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor, about half through the segment discussing the Russian-Ukraine war. McGregor said that eventually some asylum seeker, immigrant migrant pouring in through the border of Texas, wherever else, will be given a monthly payment of $2,200 a month. So, you know, crazy shit, man. Crazy.
Listen, you know, you just said, okay, these cocksuckers are getting $2,200 a month. That's $2,200 a month. Okay?
Right.
Guess what I get? I got $610 with a $19.33 raise January 1st.
Oh, that's your fault.
It's Trump's fault. I knew it.
Trump, you voted for him.
You greedy motherfucker.
That's right. Boy, I'm a greedy motherfucker. Good God.
You voted for him, man. What were you thinking? What the fuck were you thinking?
What was I thinking? I was insane. I played the insanity. You know.
I would seek treatment. I would they can help. Anyway, Donnie C. joined us here. The Snowman James joined us too. Hey, Donnie, how's it going? As a matter of fact, he's broadcasting the show on his overtime, I guess. You don't want to cause your show bad luck, Donnie. God dang it. You know I'm crazy. But anyway, shit. It's a crazy society we live in. People are fucked up in the head.
Then some.
But it's my fault. But I'm taking the fault for everything anymore. It's my fault. I voted for Trump. It's my fault, all this bitch that's happening.
Yep.
I want to ask everybody here tonight, please forgive me. I'm begging forgiveness from you. I'm sorry I did it. I can't believe I did it. I don't know what I was thinking when I voted for Donnie. I thought he was
two
good.
Times.
Not. Well, yeah,
two
I did.
Times.
And two times. God damn, Gunslinger. Don't keep pushing the knife in me, bro. Puck, give me a break here, man. Don't keep stabbing me so deep and twisting. Jesus Christ. But I did it twice. I can't help myself. Jimmy Swagger taught me everything I know. He got that one hooker and got caught with her. And he get on the air and he cried. He begged for forgiveness to the Lord and the people and all of his followers. Please, Jesus. I'm doing the same. I voted for Donnie Trump.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'm thinking, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord, for doing what I've done, Lord. Please, Jesus, help me, Mary Joseph.
Repent. Man.
I need you to send me the seed of power to my station to help me grow out of the sin and incarnation I have done against you, the people, and the living beings of the United States of America and the world. I did vote for Donnie Trump. Donnie J. Trump, I voted for him. And I feel sorry. I'll never do it again, Lord. I'll never do it again. But they ain't going to see me behind the curtain. So I don't know. My finger might slip over and press that button. I hope not, Lord. But I think it's likely. I'm trying to pray hard, Lord. Praying hard, you know, let Cousin Donnie win. Let him win. Jeez, I'm sorry that me said it. That wasn't me. It was something else. I have a split personality. I don't know who the fuck I am. I don't know if I'm Democrat, Republican, conservative. I don't know what I am. Woo! Oh, damn it. I feel like a libertarian. Please, Jesus.
I know, isn't it? Save me, goodness.
Jesus. That's the only motherfucker going to save me. He's going to be Jesus. But I voted for him. God damn, I can't believe I did that. I just feel so terrible about it. What was I thinking?
Gun, yeah, what were you thinking?
What were you guys thinking? The rest of all you fuckers that voted for Trump, what the fuck you all thinking? Don't you know there's some other better person? There's 90 other fucking people out there, man, that could do the better job than Johnny Trump.
We would temporarily.
Hey, it's like this. Biden wasn't running last time. We had that. It was Hillary. If it would have been Biden, he'd have won. We all voted for Biden.
I'm not so sure of that. Anyway. I'm just not going to be able to live myself anymore. I'm going to see a counselor tomorrow. Monday. I'm going
to
call a shrink.
You need to.
Say, look here, I voted for Donnie Trump. My God, the fuck they're thinking. And he's friends of Jeffrey Epstein's.
And if you're a friend of them, too, well,
you're bad. Bad person.
We'll see
if you're looking at guns.
I said, if you're going to see a counselor, send for me, too.
Yeah, Facebook. Electrical Wall of Shame, Facebook.
Yeah, the Wall of Shame. But if you look in the gunslinger's bullshitting room, I'm sure, Ron, you've probably run across something like that.
Yeah,
I've had a couple times.
Costing $1 million per month in free food.
Well, no, the picture I just put in there. The Electric Wall of Shame.
Yeah. What about
the one right below it?
It's a group. It's a group. There is no
group. Is what your room's called?
I don't see another picture underneath it, bro.
BSR room?
It should be in the gunslinger.
You
hear the right one.
You want the tractor?
Well, yeah, I got the tractor, gunslinger bullshit. So, it's right below the illegal aliens tossing $1 million per month in free food to Pamela with the whole burning.
Yeah, see, that's the Wall of Shame Facebook. Yeah. This supposed to
say
that, right? Wall of the private group. Yeah. Oh, I should join it?
Well, you can join it, or there's a picture there. I've seen the picture. You're not seeing the picture? Fuck me.
Oh, the conduit?
Yeah, the panel with the hole burned in it. Meter base right next to it, and the fucking panel. You're not seeing that. Well, son of a bitch. Let me see if I can copy the image and put it in there again. Maybe that's what I need to do. Okay, try that one. See it now?
No.
In the gunslinger bullshit.
No, sir, I don't.
Wow.
Hang on, let me back up. Yeah, okay, I got it. Right next to the meter loop hole box.
Right next to the meter, buddy.
Got it. Yeah, right next to the meter loop. Yeah. The fuck?
I'm sure you ran into it.
Yeah, I've seen them before. I can't remember why it happens like that. Here's a ground issue. It's always on a ground rod, you know. Because whatever it is, get a strike to get a ground rod.
Yeah, well, the one that I ran into that shot a fireball right about 6 inches from my ear when I opened the panel like that, it was exact panel, just like that. You know the faceplate in there, right? Well, some jackass motherfucker put Kearney's right behind it, the faceplate. I mean, and the faceplate was rubbing it. And when I touched that fucking faceplate, a fireball shot past my ear about 6 inches.
Oh, yeah.
What did they put up against it?
Kearney's, where they made Kearney's inside joints. You know, Kearney's?
Yeah.
And one of them rubbed a little pinhole in it. And when I touched that fucking, to take the inside cover off,
yeah, to get a hold of you.
It got my attention.
Yes, it will.
I jumped about 6 feet.
Yeah. Sheesh. Wait, hold on for me. Guys, I'll be right back.
Yeah, there was the Kearney's made up right behind it, and there was a little pinhole rubbed in it.
Oh.
Where it was, you know, things rub and they move a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just push a little bit up there, and it was... Yeah, I've seen a few of those. Oof. But it's Trump's fault. Trump did it.
Mm-hmm.
He made me do it, damn it. I've been fucking 25 years ago, but he still made me do it.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story happened to me. We were wrecking out a building, and I was in the generator room, and I was disconnecting cables from a breaker box, okay? And anyway, all the power was
was pretty much off, you know, into place. So here I go. I am reaching in there with my screwdriver to disconnect the mains. And at the time we had the, you know, the flip phones, you know,
flip phones.
Anyway, I was carrying mine in my upper pocket of my Carhartt, of my coveralls. And I'm reaching in there and the timing was excellent. Right when my screwdriver touched the lug, my phone rang.
Okay.
And it was on vibrate. And it was on vibrate, you know. And so the first thing that hits, you know, when you got it, you know, ringing and vibrating, is it vibrates right. First. And it's right up right. on my chest. And I had just touched the damn lug, you know, at the same time when it went, I thought I was fucking dead.
No shit.
Scared the shit out of me.
That would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding.
And face you feel like you're getting shocked. I've had mine go off in the pocket like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to inflate a tire, huh? Let's check out one of your other videos with the guy lighting the tractor tire on fire or the for it to put air in it.
That's blowing the tire up. That's what they do. I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
You fill a tire full of ether and you throw a fucking match in the damn thing and boom. Blows that tire on the rim. I've done it a couple times. Not a track tire, but it does the same principle. That's one easy way of doing it, I guess. Boom. Blow that motherfucker right on there. I guess I can do it to them big old dozer tires and them big, huge truck tires, I guess. I'm guessing whenever. Done and change one of those.
Be the way to do it. Blowing a tire on. Ether, yeah.
But ether,
they don't use it. Ether isn't strong that much anymore to do that. Do you know that? They have weakened ether.
Really, never really weakened?
Huh? They made
they
it weaker,
it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure have. Could try to start a fucking diesel with the shit.
Well, you see the one that's in the Facebook page there. It's a tractor tar.
Yeah, I get that. That's older shit.
Yeah, blew that motherfucker.
Older ether. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could dump a whole can of shit in a fucking tire nowadays, and it won't do shit. It'll blow, but it won't blow.
Really?
On. Yeah, they weakened it. Okay. You know why they weakened it? Because the additive in that fucking shit they use to make meth out with it.
Yeah.
Is that a bitch? Yeah, they make meth with it.
I thought people were getting blown up by it, so they had to, you know, because people are so stupid.
I don't know about that, but I know people make meth out of it. And they made it weaker because you need that content, whatever it is, that makes it flammable to work with the meth. I don't know how to make meth, but, you know, that's what I've been told by the fire department. You know,
wow.
I was there. Make it weak. Fuck everybody. Who cares? We're still selling it.
I guess that's why you hear all these meth labs blowing up.
Yep. That and red phosphorus.
House on fire.
Red phosphorus. What's that shit called? It's a fucking... Oh, my God. I know what it's called. I can't get it out of my head. But there's another gas that they use for fertilizer in fields. And
that's the one... That's the one that blew that fucking place up down in Waco. Potassium, What is it? It's a, it destroyed houses. It destroyed a school.
Yeah.
It killed six firefighters instantly.
I know what that fucking shit is. Yeah. I know the name of it. I know the compound of it. I know everything about that fucking gas. I just can't remember the name of it. Motherfuck me. Don't you hate that when you know something you can't get it out? It drives me out of my mind.
That goddamn explosion was so fucking powerful, it bent the fucking railroad tracks.
No shit.
It moved them over about 15 feet. Literally
hell
bent
yeah.
them motherfuckers.
What was this?
See,
anhydrous.
Was that in Waco?
Anhydrous ammonia. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
anhydrous ammonia.
Yeah,
it's
the fertilizer. Storing that fertilizer.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anhydrous ammonia.
You showed pictures of fucking two railroad tracks just bent over about 15 feet. Perfect fucking bend.
Yeah.
Like you took a bender and just bent a motherfucker.
We got 20 minutes.
Hey, Ron.
Let everybody know. Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, sir.
You put an attachment in the core group just a little bit ago, and it didn't come through.
What the fuck do you mean it goes through? Oh. Let me try it again. It won't let me. It's a Gypsy Blanchard, you know. That chick just got out of jail from killing her mother.
Just got what?
I heard something.
She killed her mother in Springfield, Missouri. Her mother kept telling you, did all these con jobs with people telling her daughter was sick of cancer and all this shit. She got a free house from the government or a community thing, plus car and money. She was scamming people all the time, saying her daughter was sick all the time. Her daughter was never really sick, all right? Played the shit off, and this girl was abused by her mother, all that shit. Anyway, she hooked up some guy in Michigan, I think up Wisconsin, I believe, yeah. And anyway, you know, hooked up with him online, blah, 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 blah. And anyway, she talked to him into killing his mom, her mom. So he did. He came over.
Wow.
This guy ain't got it all together. Anyway, she took advantage of this motherfucker just like her mom did, you know, to get her ass killed, okay? Well, anyway, so this kid got life, and this bitch got like 10 years. And she just got out like in 8 years, okay? Her name is Gypsy Blanchard, okay? Okay, she says here, defends her husband from hate comments. Ryan doesn't listen to the haters. Besides, they're jealous because you're rocking my world in every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire, happy wife, happy life. That's what Gypsy said, okay? So she's getting fucked every night by this guy, and she's loving it, okay? I'm going to send it. Yeah, I sent it to Core Group. Okay, I'm going to send it again, see what happens.
Attachment unavailable.
So they ain't letting me send it then. Okay, that's what's going on. Inappropriate adult humor here. She's an ugly chick, cross-eyed motherfucker, too. Yeah. Besides, they're jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Okay. I guess she means the dick is fire. Okay. I couldn't see myself touching that.
That's even Trump's fault.
Yep. It's my fault for voting for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I was told last night. That's what I was told. It's my fault.
And you just wasted your vote. You know, you
I wasted my vote. That's right. I sure did. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
So it's time to change our fault, too?
Is what? Yes,
climate change of
course it is. You ain't got your electric car yet? Yeah.
No.
Same.
What the fuck? I see somebody's been jacking one of my posts on Facebook. Got found this little cartoon. Said, of course, I'm having, of course, I haven't made a payment on the tractor. You said it would pay for itself. Yeah. I posted it a couple times. Do it again. I'll send a messenger. See if this goes through any fucking where.
Remember those movies, Speed, where the car goes, they can't stop the car, the guy has to keep running, or if they don't, it'll blow up. Those movies,
are you talking about Speed?
Called?
Speed, yeah. Sandra Bullock and,
yeah.
Who was that? Was
it? Right, right. Oh, God, who was it? Anyways, I think it's part four, and they figure out
was
how
it Tom
to stop
Cruise?
It. No. I don't know. I can't remember who it was.
You're making me look now.
But anyways, there was a car that was involved, and the only way they could stop it is they paid it off. They paid the car off, and that stopped it.
Oh, fuck. I gigged out New Year's Eve night and wanted to get ripped off. Keanu Reeves.
Is that how you lost your music equipment?
Yeah, man. Somebody decided to take my two fucking transmitters. And, but they didn't take the charge pack with them, you know? I mean, they got the plugs, they got the bass, but they didn't get the fucking charge pack. You know, Doc?
Yeah,
so it ain't worth a fuck without that.
Part.
You got to have that. But anyway, I called the dude that was, you know, with the band, the head of the band. I told him, somebody's going to have to shit some equipment. You know, it's going to be too fast. I'm pissed like a motherfucker. Somebody's going to get kicked. I'm not fucking kidding. I'll jump my car tonight. And I'll be on my way. No, man, we'll take care of it as well, you know. Then he calls the dude that owned the place, and the dude calls me and says, hey, man, well, I'll just come on my office, pick up a check. You know, I said, no, I don't pick up no fucking check. You better get your ass in your car and get cruising way the fuck down here south and get my fucking money, bro. I want it cash. Not a problem, Ron. I'll be right there. Okay, I'll see you. I'll be up all night, so bring it, you know. So about 45 minutes later, half hour, 45 minutes later, he showed up my fucking house with my money. Motherfucker. I can't stand when people steal. I get pissed at me, especially on a gig. I mean, it happens. You might misplace something, you know what I mean? My shit's not misplaced.
Yeah.
It's all in the same fucking boxes and bags. You know, it's all packed. It's just packed. It comes in a cassette. You know, it's like fucking all packed together. Everything's got a place for everything, you know. But this was my personal bag, my personal gig bag, which I carry with me when I'm on a gig, you know. Because I don't know when I'm going to switch over to what type, you know, what I'm needing or anything like that. So this is kind of like my junk bag, I call it. Okay, it's got all this shit in it. So, but these packs are on the side of it. They're slid in these holders that's built in a pack for them, you know, and all this shit. And some of you started to get drunk and just try to pull them outside of the fucking bag and take off of them. So, yeah. Shit happened. I got my money. I'm fucking happy. I ordered new ones today. But I have a second base, though. I have a second charging dock, you know. Because I still got charging dock for those two. But the two I ordered are the same ones that I had, you know, which weren't that old anyway. But, you know, it comes in a set. You buy them a whole fucking set, you know what I mean? I mean, you get the base, you get the plugs,
you get
the microphones, you know, and you get the charging dock. That's all you need. So we got everything you plug into your guitar, plug your microphone in, all in one fucking thing, man. You know, great shopping, especially for a guitar player. But I usually use it on my drum set, too. I don't like the microphones hanging around my head and shit. I'm not proud of that. I like wireless shit, you know.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, the cast of the movie Speed was Dennis Hopper, Jeff Daniels, Glenn Plummer, Alan Ruck, Beth Grant, and Joe Morton.
That's right.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper was the bad
guy.
Dennis
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper was a bad guy. Every fucking Dennis Hopper plays in. He was at town one time. Somebody talking about this on a golf course. Was it Jack Nicklaus, Dennis Hopper, and fucking, Joe Pesci. Can you see that? Joe Pesci, Jack Nicklaus, and fucking Dennis Hopper at a fucking golf course. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Hey, did you see that clip of, I think it was in the Core or one of them there? I put it in all three of them. It says, what happened to Bonnie and Clyde? Okay. And they recreated the shootout.
Oh.
And they used this body gel that's in the shape of a human body, right?
Right.
Head,
right.
Chest, thing.
Right.
Man, and they were right. using the exact same guns that they used back when they actually shot them. Man, you ought to see how it tore them some bitches up. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't nothing left. I'll put it in the bullshitting room. Let's see.
Back there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you see that? Holy Toledo, there wasn't nothing left of them. Damn.
Yeah, I think I've seen that too.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I think so. It chewed them up like a motherfucker, like hamburger practically.
It chewed them like hamburger. Yeah, just like hamburger, you know. They actually robbed the bank in this little town I lived next to back in the day. The old part of Red Oak, Texas. They actually robbed the Red Oak Bank from here, Bonnie and Clyde. Huh. They're from this area, or they were buried up here. One of them was buried up here in Laurelland, and the other one's buried over Fort Worth, I think. So this was a wild fucking place back then.
Twenty-one months it fucking lasted.
What, Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah, they were on the run for 21 months. Breaking the law. Texas Ranger, yep. Hammer, local law enforcement.
And the law won.
Yeah.
The law won.
Yeah.
Why are you just going in circles?
Well, they would rob banks down here in Texas, and they'd haul ass to Oklahoma. And even if they got in a chase, the cops had to stop at the state line. They couldn't cross state lines at that time.
Right.
So once they made it to the state line, which is only 70 miles from here, north, they was free as a bird. And then they'd rob banks up in Oklahoma, and then come, and the Oklahoma police would be chasing them to Texas down here. They'd have to stop at the border up there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
Nowadays, there's no way you can do it with that.
But it was Trump's fault, even back then.
Yep, I voted for him.
Yep, but I voted for him too. Two times. I'm a two-time loser.
Yep. You're allowed to be born.
Couldn't stop them illegal aliens.
Yep. Terrible. Shame. What did that good one pal used to say? That shame.
Yeah.
So it's our fault for him being president too, huh?
Yes, it is. You voted for him. Everything that you did by voting for Trump is your fault. You're the reason why this shit is happening. Because you voted for Trump. Biden has nothing to do with none of this. Nothing. This is all Trump. It's all his
all
fault.
Trump.
Yeah, all Trump, all the time.
You're so guilty.
Yeah.
Well, you're sorry, son. Just for fucking.
That's what I was told last night, and I'm going by it. I'm just going by it.
Yep. I'm running with it too.
Yeah, you're a witness, yep, gun, so is Boyd. He's a witness too. You're
what
both witnesses.
Do,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Here's a good one on the electric vehicle. You want to make everything electric? The border fence. Fire that thing.
Start with that one.
Start with that.
As a little meme here on Facebook, it says, want to make everything electric? Start with a border fence. Electrify that son, bitch.
I'd be all for it.
Barbecue some Mexicans.
Or we could have some fried rice with the Chinese.
Yeah, fried rice.
Fried rice, yes. Fried rice.
God
oh,
damn.
Fried rice. Well, I told you that that dude that shot that dude at the taco restaurant in Houston, he was no-billed, so he was found not guilty shooting that robber.
Yeah.
And then it says here, the same fucking place. Let's see, where is it? Scroll up here top. The same place was robbed 5 days later at night. Again. I don't think nobody shot anybody, but they got away with $100 from the slot machines or whatever they got down there.
Mm-hmm.
That must be, well, that's Houston. Sheesh. Them son of bitches down there, man. I'm surprised that the good people down there don't fucking walk around with a goddamn Thompson machine gun. Them son of bitches down mm-hmm. there. Man, that Houston. Ooh. No, thank you. Mm-mm. I thought Dallas was bad. Shit.
Almost there?
Everybody else. Angel. In Houston.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
See, we're all migrated on over here to Crazy Nation Radio. I don't hear anything going too crazy over here. What's going on? Sounds pretty dead, quiet.
You missed the crazy
you
part
missed
it. Earlier.
Oh, man. Story of my life.
Yeah, well, we got 3 minutes to go, so you need to get in. Call in now.
Yep, I see
really?
You.
Are we
that deep into the show?
Oh, you both walked over each other. I didn't make a word out of either one.
I said, are we that deep into the show?
Yeah, 90 seconds. You got 90 seconds to get
wow.
it together.
Damn, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It says here in Houston, the same fucking area, it says crime is so out of control. Houston bar owners are forced to sleep in their businesses armed. That's getting pretty bad. When you have to sleep in your own business armed for these damn to keep these scumbags from robbing you blind,
mm-hmm.
that's getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's America. Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
Sit there and put some claymores around the place.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd just soon pick up pieces and parts and, you know, have to explain to the cops how they all got shot.
Yeah, it happens. You know, it's like the border down there. You know, that border shit going down there. Pretty soon it's going to stop. It's going to stop when militia starts showing up and mowing them fuckers down, start killing them off the border. Across the border, you might get killed, you know. That's when they'll stop.
Yeah, when you shoot them from the bank of the Rio Grande down there, I'm all for it. Fuck yeah.
It's probably going to come to that. I'm telling you.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Because nobody else seems doing shit. So, you know.
I bet you dollars to donuts that some of them probably already doing that down there. You just don't hear about it. You ain't going to hear about it. Yeah.
Well, you hear about finding fuckers dead in farmers' fields and shit down there. You don't ever hear nothing about that, but that's happening. It's happening all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, that ain't enough. That ain't fixing the problem. It still ain't fixing
shit.
Fix
the problem.
No.
No.
They're still going to keep coming. Ain't going to matter, you know. So
unless you do,
lands
unless
of,
you do it,
free.
Unless you do it in large quantity, and then they will get the message. Then they'll run. Then they'll run. Okay. But, you know.
You just go cruising there with a AH-49 Apache helicopter and be done. You know?
Well, you see the it's a Department of Public Safety here, DPS. You ought to see the damn boats they got down there, those patrol boats.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
shit. Them things are 1,200 horsepower. They got six outboards on them. They're fucking with 50 caliber machine guns, one in the front and two on each side and one on the back.
Damn
it, patrol up and down
there. No, they're not 50s. They're M60s.
M60s.
They look pretty bad. Man, they look pretty bad. They're fully automatic, I bet you.
Yeah, but we got over 50 million fucking illegal immigrants in this country now. So, I mean, you know, man, come on. What the hell?
So what are they doing? You're down there fishing. They fishing with those guns. They shoot the water, and they just, you know, the fish just float up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
No, they would if you had a 50.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a more shockwave with a 50.
A shockwave? Yeah, 50 shockwave.
Yeah. That'll stun them. They'll float right to the top. They will. Yeah, fucking.
They use that thing out of the telephone, the little generator thing, you like the old Army.
The old field phone. I used to have a pair of those.
They said they throw a couple of wires in there and crank that some bitch up. Fish just float up to them.
Yeah, they sure do. It's illegal as a fucker, but yeah, they do.
It's
illegal. Yeah, it's illegal. But I had a pair.
I used to work with them all the time.
Them old crank phones? Field phones?
Yeah.
Them are old military phones is what they are.
Yeah, military.
Yeah, military phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Field phone. Yeah. But I can't remember where I got them fucking things. They were fucking, they'd bite you. You put your fingers on them too.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Wow.
They'll light you up.
Fuck yeah, they will.
I don't know if it's voted.
We almost gave one of the guys a heart attack one day. It was off duty and we were all fucking smoked up and shit in one of the rooms, and one of the guys passed out. And we went down and got one of the field phones and put some gloves on and taped the leads, one lead to each hand, right? Yeah. Never mind you, we're toked up. I mean, it's dark in the room, got a black light running, this guy's passed out, and we had a monster mask, one of those rubberized masks. Put it over guy's, he put it on and then grabbed the guy on his arms. And the guy sat back there and cranked like a son of a bitch on that phone. And that guy woke up, saw the mask, I thought he was going to have a heart attack right then and there.
Damn.
I think we had even had some Black Sabbath playing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So what the dynamos? Yeah, dynamos is another word for them. I think of dynamos, something like that. The crank part.
Yeah, it was just a little generator, dynamo generator,
with a lot of amps.
You know. Yeah, they were a pain in the ass because you had to string wire all over the fucking place,
mm-hmm.
from phone back to the switchboard, and you know, set up comm that way. Hey, that was a real pain in the ass. And if a line got broke or something happened, you had to leave the perimeter and go walk the line and look for the cut and then repair it and shit like that. Yeah, it wasn't real fun.
Then wireless came out, the radio.
Yeah.
No more need for the cable. Yep, them were the good old days. Wasn't around there.
Yeah.
Wasn't around. Find them old field phones anymore is next to impossible. And if you do find somebody has them, they're going to want a fucking chunk of change for them.
Chunk of change for them, yep.
Yeah, big damn chunk of change. I don't know where I got mine. I don't know what I did with them. Don't know. But I was young when I found them. I think it was at my grandpa's garage, maybe. I can't remember. But they were awesome. You want to fucking open a pond up, I'm telling you, man. I did that one time to a buddy of mine's pond off the alternator off my van. He said he bought this property, and it had like a 2-acre lake on it. Freaking size little pond, you know. I said maybe 3, okay. But anyway, he says, there's fish in this bucket. They jump around all the time, but you can't catch shit. Nothing will bite nothing. I said, well, I got a way to fix that. So I got some speaker wire and, you know, did my thing. Fucking started the truck up. They're out in the water. They started coming up. Anyway, he found out the neighbor, which is the guy he bought the property from or his family or whatever. He's losing it, you know.
Yeah.
And, anyway, he's been feeding the fish dog food.
And shit.
Every day he's out there feeding a 50-pound bag of dog food to the fish. You know.
No wonder the old man used to raise fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. We was on the complete other side of the lake too to go with it. All the fish are on the other side of the lake waiting for feed all the time. You know. So anyway,
yeah.
Found up. But the old man just didn't know what he was doing. He's just the normal routine of the day. You know,
yep.
Then they had actually, I think the kids had to come in and take care of him because he had Alzheimer's. You know, that's what was going on.
Yeah,
poor guy. Nice guy, real nice man. You know, I'm sure he's dead by now, but yeah, sad but true.
That's pretty sad. You sit around there and just throw dog food at the fish.
Yeah, but think about the money you're blowing too to do that. You know. It wasn't that bad back then, like maybe $5-6 a bag, but you know, nowadays, what, 30, 40?
Yeah. You know. What was
a can of dog food, though?
Yeah.
Still a can of dog food out there. We did it on the river one time, and my God, they came in droves later on that night.
Oh, yeah, they do. They will, yeah.
Yeah, the fish, we were kind of scared, you know, because they were jumping out of the water, just going crazy, and we're just like, what do we do?
Oh, dude, I used to work for Element Power, okay? And I was down on the riverfront down in East St. Louis, man. I seen all kinds of people on the bank around this big grain silo. And I just seen a barge pushing away from it. I saw all these people checking it out. What the fuck are these people doing out here? They're out there fishing, man. Because in big grain fucking silos, you know what I'm saying? They spill a lot of fucking shit off of them, you know what I mean? And them fish are there and having fucking dinner. And I seen some fucking monstrosities of fish in that fucking river. Like, my God, look at the size of motherfuckers. Most of them were carp, you know, carps and shit like that. They were fucking huge, man. Like, damn, you could have sat on that fucking ride.
They got catfish that big and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, you do. Seen those, too. Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Somebody said, yeah, they're huge. They got a lake over here. It's just called Grapevine Lake. Okay, I think it's man-made. But anyway, over by the dam, I've heard that there's been people that have lost their outboard motors, right, for whatever, boat sinks, whatever. And then they hire a couple divers to go down there and get it, right? Man, them divers, they say they come up there, they say they're goddamn catfish down there bigger than they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One bite could easily eat you, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Man,
well, I was told, I don't know how true this is, but I was told there's a catfish cruising in the Mississippi about the size of a fucking school bus. You know? So I don't know if that's true.
It may be close because they caught some of them fuckers out of there that goddamn takes about four big old guys to hold that son of a bitch up.
Well, the biggest fish I ever caught is when I was at the Baldwin Power Plant. I was down there on that water cooler system part, you know. And it's like just slew that comes off, man. I caught a 63-pound fucking cat, flathead, you know, big blue, man. 63-pounder. Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what the fucked up part about it was? You couldn't bring your truck to come get it. You had to drag that fucker all the way about three-quarters of a mile back to the parking lot. Because you're up on the bank of this fucker. They won't let you. Because controlled by the Department of Conservation, you know what I mean? And this dude pulls out on his four-wheeler, like, you know, little truck thing-looking thing, whatever it's called, utility, whatever.
Yeah.
And I asked him if I could break a stick off that tree over there to carry this motherfucker back. He goes, nope, can't do it. I said, well, can you throw it back in his cart and take it back down? He goes, can't do it. I said, fuck, man. But I could have sold that bitch 10 times walking down through there. Motherfucker, hey, man, I'll give you $25 for that bitch, man. No, man, this fucker's going on with me, man. I got to get a picture of this bitch, you know. And
what about those people that did that neutering? They go there and grab the catfishes with their arms?
Oh, yeah, I've done
that.
Put
their hands between
the
rocks. And, have you?
I've done that. Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Fuck, it's awesome. Gets bloody. Hurts after a while, but, you know.
I was going to say,
They just stick your arm in a log and in their throat, and that's it, man. Yeah, nothing to it. I'm
fucking
serious.
Catfish,
I mean, it's crazy. People are like, yeah, you're fucking, it's illegal. You know, noodling is illegal in Missouri. Can't do it here.
But spunk, what is that? Spunk?
Can't do it.
Huh? Noodling, yeah, noodling.
Noodling, yeah.
Yeah.
Noodling, I never heard of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, Buck, in the spring, we'll go down to the lake and get crawdads and all kinds of shit, man. Right in the spring, around April, you know, they start shelling off, you know, and just take a flashlight at nighttime, go down to the fucking lake in the bank and just walk out about 3 feet in the fucking water, man, start nailing them. Pick them up, throw them in the bag all day long. I mean, we pulled pounds and pounds of fuckers out of the lake. They're delicious. Delicious.
You don't have to worry about Japanese carp yet, right?
Not here in this part, we don't. Not in this part of Missouri yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
They got them motherfuckers down in the Kaskaskia River down in Illinois. Them fuckers are dangerous down there, man. That's fucking
down
crazy.
In the Mississippi?
No, in the Kaskaskia River in Illinois. It's attached to the Mississippi. That's where they came from. Yeah, absolutely. But they said, we're all the way up to...
I heard they
went
up Kaskaskia
River to the fucking Carlisle Dam. So they're infecting all that fucking
water. I heard it came from some guy had a pond, and he got them to come in there and clean up his pond.
No,
the pond overflowed, and the flood came by, and the Mississippi is by the Mississippi, and they got into the Mississippi, and that was how it started. That's what I heard.
That is not true. No, it's not.
Okay.
It is
not. I thought that was kind of extreme.
Yeah, the real story... is these big ships coming over, you know, with all this cargo from China and all that shit like that. Well, they got these pockets in them, these big pockets under the ships that collect water. You know, they'll suck a bunch of water, whether in China or wherever, and then they'll close them and head back to the United States and they'll open them back up again. And when they open them up, they just let these fucking fish out. Yeah, so that's how it happened. Yeah.
Have you guys heard about, I had one, a hammerhead worm. Mm-mm. Have you heard about hammer that or seen them? A hammerhead worm. I had one. And I guess they're eating all the earthworms here. They're starting to plague our in Maine, in Texas, here in California, Arizona. They're starting to plague the areas. And the other night, I was outside by my bike. And I look on the ground and go, what the hell is this? And they're really long, and they look like they have a hammerhead, like a shark.
Yeah.
And you have to kill them fuckers, I guess. And you really have to take care of them. But
they're an ugly little fucker, ain't they?
Yeah.
I'm an ugly fucker. They ain't no good for fishing.
I lasted like 2 weeks. I don't know. He lasted like 2 weeks in the stuff I had him in.
They come in all kinds of color. Brown, green, white, and look like a snake, practically, in the stripes and shit.
Yeah. This one has stripes, but he's wild. He's like really long and they're not good.
There's one of the local lakes up here, is Lake Ray Hubbard. Their biggest catfish they caught out of there was a 40-pounder, a blue catfish.
Yeah, blues. Big 40 motherfuckers. That 63-pounder I got was a blue. Yep.
Man, it's a big fucking fish. God, it's bigger than me.
Bipalumum. It's called Bipalumum. Is a genus of a large predatory land. Plantarians.
Biggest fish I ever caught was a northern pike. It was 36 inches.
Wow.
Damn.
He was tough to pull.
How heavy? Is he a good fight?
Northern pike. Got him in New Hampshire.
I don't want to make you all upset, but I helped catch a 400-pounder halibut.
Oh, what the fuck?
Jeez.
Damn.
I bet that took
a while. It took quite a few of us.
Damn.
You know, working on him.
One hell of a fighter, huh?
Well, I was looking up here. Speaking of Texas, those blue catfish, the biggest one that's ever been caught in the state of Texas is 121.50 pounds. 121 and a half pounds.
What was it? A worm?
Here in Texas, the biggest blue catfish that was ever caught in the state of Texas was 121.5 pounds.
Yeah.
I got a big fucking fish. Sheesh.
But if catfish or anything like with halibut, you don't want to catch them that big because the meat's not worth a shit.
And what do you do with them?
They actually have prizes that you can win. You win cash for the biggest catfish.
Really?
They had a contest. We was up there with my ex-brother-in-law a couple of times. And one guy, hell, I think he won $2,000 for the biggest catfish. And this big buffer, but it had a big old swimming pool. They had a thing in. I was walking by it, and goddamn thing looked like a goddamn monster in that sumbitch. I never seen a fucking catfish that fucking big. Sheesh. That sumbitch could eat me alive. Damn. But yeah, grand prize, $2,000. Walked away with $2,000 cash.
Fishing tournaments. Shit, there's tournaments of motherfuckers walk away with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 boats and shit and all that. Did you see those one guys that got busted for that shit, putting weights inside fish to win? You remember that one?
I forgot where that was, but yeah. Putting weights
They had like $50,000 in cash and a new boat and shit. And like they were cheating all the fucking time. Like, wow.
Yeah, cheating.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Putting lead weights
on. Fishing. Yeah. Man, I'd be pissed if I was one of the contestants. I'd be ready to kill somebody.
646 pounds, I see.
Well, I believe when they did get caught, they were almost fish bait.
Yeah, just about. Pretty close.
Yeah.
The runners get mad as a motherfucker, boy. Went through all because you pay a fee to get into those tournaments. You know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Big money.
So you've been fucked. Yeah. They have to give everybody their money back. They have to.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
646 pounds, biggest catfish ever caught.
Yeah, Jesus. 600 pounds, that's massive.
That's a massive, damn. Phew.
Yeah, that's massive fucking fish here.
That's like a small whale. That ain't no catfish. That's a small
shit.
Whale. That
no shit. I bet that fucker's got a blowhole.
Damn. What is that? What's that? Jonah and the whale, the one that swallowed him in the Bible or whatever?
Jonah's ark?
Yeah.
No.
Was it?
No, who was it?
I can't think. It was one of them that got swallowed by a whale, supposedly.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember. Jonah. One Jonah's,
Jonah.
Was it Jonah? But not Jonah's ark.
And the whale? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ain't you ever seen Saturday Night Live land shark? It's standing like a land shark. yeah. Why not? Why the fuck not?
Yeah, why not?
It's in the Bible. It's got to be true, you know?
it's Trump's fault.
It's Trump's fault. Yep. There you go. Trump's fault again. No, it's your fault because you voted for him. It's your fault because you voted for him.
Yeah.
Marianne, ain't that right? Is that right? Yep.
Jonah.
That's
just... Absolutely.
Yeah, see, you're at fault because you vote for that motherfucker, so you're the bad guy.
Mm. Well, I didn't. But,
yes, you did. Yes, you did. You said it.
I can't take responsibility for voting for Trump because I didn't vote for Trump.
You forced me into it. You forced me to do it.
Yes. You were so compelled because I wasn't voting for Trump that you were so compelled that you absolutely had to. You were forced to.
I had to. I just did. You know, I mean, he's a bad guy. You know.
All my votes don't count no more. All my votes don't count no more. I didn't. I never restored my rights.
No, you ain't nobody. You're no good, motherfucker.
I'm a nobody. Yeah.
Yeah. Join
the
crowd.
Country.
Nope. Okay.
It's your fault.
I wonder if I went across the border and came back over and I'd be an illegal alien now. What would I get?
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at a reset. I want to reset myself.
Yeah.
you go across the border. Free money.
Yeah, you'd have to get you a camp. The first thing
you have to do, though, Joe, is if you're going to cross the southern border, is you got to survive because the Mexicans don't put up with you crossing the border illegally.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't go for that shit. No.
Get you a can of that spray on tan. You know, spray on tan. They're supposed to be so popular.
That's right. Yeah, I'm leaving this country land, Ron. I'm leaving this country land. Yeah. My name is Ron. But when I come back, my name will be Jose. My name will be Jose.
There you go.
I'm from Guatemala. You know.
Guatemala.
Ron Old.
I'll pay some coyotes to help me out.
You'll be
Ron Old. Yeah. Ron Old. Yeah.
You have to change your name to Muhammad.
I'm your God, leader, and master. I know we're both.
We're in the wrong business. Those coyotes or whatever they help the idiots come over.
Yeah.
I think it was in Arizona or New Mexico right there. They bust these fucking people all the time going up and down the fucking this highway out there. And they can make $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 just for four people. Stuff them in the back of the truck in their car. They just stuff them in the back of the truck and then you be just.
Oh, I did have a short school bus. It was a church bus. I could get by with that. You know what? This still got stickers on it and shit. Yeah,
one run, you can make $20,000. Easy.
I'm saying.
One.
You're right. And I'm doing it for the Lord, too. I'm doing it for the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I voted for Donald Trump. So,
yeah,
man, come on.
Exactly.
Let's set up a GoFundMe page.
Exactly right. I'm telling you, man. Just get your name on the list. I don't care
GoFundMe,
who you are.
I got to move illegal aliens. GoFundMe. So I can fight again.
I need to get my mother, brother, and sister. I need to bring them back, but I need fuel. They won't let me stand by Walmart no more.
No, and Uncle Pedro.
Yeah. Come back to make tequila, man. Come back.
America didn't want me the first time around. I try again.
Yeah, I've been rejected 12 times, senor. 12 times, senor. Okay. Every time I come back, they give me $2,200.
These people are making a killing down there. They're making a killing down there.
New high top tennis shoes, man. You know, they give me the good things when I come back. Every time I come back. You know.
Crazy.
It is. It's pretty fucked up.
Like I said, we in the wrong goddamn business, man. Fuck.
I'm telling you.
Why not?
Yeah. Shit. We could learn Spanish pretty quick, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I was, I can't remember who it was. It was on Fox, but one of the sheriffs down there says that his officers have been involved in 264 high-speed chases, chasing down illegals in the last month.
Wow.
What do they do when they catch them? They catch and release them? I mean, what do they do?
Yep.
I don't know.
Here in Texas, they
once you catch them, hey, it was good, guys. Thank you, Senator Policeman. I'll see you later. Yeah, take care now. Bye-bye. Here's your food voucher.
Bye-bye.
Here's your cell phone and a gun. Here you go. Next about.
Well, I just come right back. It all over. Crazy.
When Abbott's law gets into effect, they send them back.
Hell yeah.
What law?
They wanted to put barbed wire down there in the water, too. I'm all for it, too. Them floating things they had down there. Some bitches, they got barbed wire on them, a razor wire or something on them.
Here's a nice little clip I'm going to share with you.
I saw where somebody was suggesting Florida donate 10,000 hungry alligators to Texas.
Yeah, we'll take them.
They're good to keep alligator population up. Anyway, check this clip out.
Did any of the administration's policies contribute to the record number of border crossings?
What I can say is this. On his first day in this administration, the president put forth a comprehensive immigration legislation to deal with a broken system. That's what the president did, to deal with a broken system. We were just a couple of weeks away of 3 years ago that legislation.
Didn't he open the border then? Is that when he opened it? I think, yeah. He opened it up. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
And that he put forward to Congress to actually deal with an issue, right? And so that's what I can say. The president understands that there's a problem at the border. He put forth on his first day something to deal with that problem. And what we continue to see from Speaker Johnson and Republicans, House Republicans, I know Jackie asked about
I'm sorry. Why? I had to stop
he didn't.
For a minute. No, man. No. Listen. There's a crisis at the border. His first day in, he had to do something about it. The crisis was they couldn't get in fast enough, so he took care of it. Opened the fucking door. That's how he took care of the crisis of the border people getting in.
Oh, man.
Oh, you catch it? I'll back it up. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? There we go.
Ago, that legislation that he put forward to Congress to actually deal with an issue, right? And
deal with an issue. Wow.
Deal with an issue.
Yeah.
So that's what I can say. The president understands that there's a problem at the border. He put forth on his first day something to deal with that problem. And what we continue to see from Speaker Johnson and Republicans, House Republicans, I know Jackie asked a question about something that I said yesterday in May. And I'll repeat it. I repeat what I said yesterday. In May, House Republicans decided to vote on a bill that would cut 2,000 Border Patrol agents at the border. That's what they did. and they continue to obstruct and get in the way of trying to, of the president wanting to move forward with a supplemental that includes border security. They're getting in the way of it. They are. While Senate Republicans and Democrats in a bipartisan way are trying to find a way, a bipartisan agreement to deal with border security, you have House Republicans who left. They left in the middle of December, and I think they come back next week. Maybe they'll get some work done. Instead, they're playing politics. Look, what I can say is what the president has done. I'm not going to speak to data. I have not seen any data that would show this.
That was White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responding to a reporter's question on whether any of the Biden administration's policies have contributed to the record number we are seeing at the United States southern border of illegal aliens. Here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the border crossings into Texas.
We have more people coming across our border every single day than what New York gets in a week or a month. Mm-hmm. And so it's outrageous that they're saying that they cannot deal with this. But the last point, Dana, is the fact that there's only one reason why this is happening. And that's because Joe Biden has eliminated all of the four policies that Donald Trump put in place that led to the lowest illegal border crossings in 40 years. The Remain in Mexico policy, the Title 42 policy, the end of catch and release, and building a border wall. If the Biden administration was enforcing the immigration laws passed by Congress, the mayors of New York, the leaders of New Jersey and Chicago, et cetera, they would not be having these problems.
This comes as a Biden administration official says that several border crossings that were shut down, they were done so authorities could deal with an influx of migrants. Now they're reopening this week per Axios. According to United States Customs and Border Protection, encounters at the border under Biden have surpassed a record high of 1.64 million apprehensions from fiscal year 2000. In 2022, Border Patrol recorded 2.2 million encounters, and in 2023, encounters dropped to 2 million. So right now, you have essentially gridlock in Congress. House Republicans saying that they're not going to vote for whatever the Senate pushes to them, which would be some kind of compromise on what they're demanding, which is policies around the border, addressing the crisis at the border. But then you have Republicans like Troy Nell saying things like, let me tell you, I'm not willing to do too damn much right now to help a Democrat and to help Joe Biden's approval rating. I will not help Democrats to try to improve this man's dismal approval ratings. I'm not going to do it. Why would I? Schumer has had H.R. 2 on his desk since July. So they're not in the majority, and they really want to pass H.R. 2, which is a bill that the Democrats don't like. And so to demand them, the Democrats, pass legislation that they don't support as a minority party, you're not going to get anything done with that mindset. Do you really think that there's a crisis at the border? If you're willing to do nothing at all just to hurt the president's approval ratings, that feels really disingenuous to make such a big deal about this issue and to not be willing to compromise, to not come up with new policies or strategies, which is literally your job as someone who writes legislation and is an elected member of Congress. But instead, what you're going to do is just, you know, I'm going to hurt the president's approval ratings and not address this thing that I deem a crisis. It just seems really dishonest political game playing from the Republicans in Congress. I think it's hard to compromise, though, when the Democrats have made clear that they don't really want border security. The bills that they have been in support of and the plan that the Biden administration has brought out only calls for faster processing times for the illegal immigrants that are coming across the border so that they don't have to stay in detention and they can immediately be shipped anywhere around the country. They don't actually want to increase funding for border agents or border security officials. They don't want to increase funding for technology that would help secure the border. And the Biden administration, most notably, is not proposing any actual policy changes. They're not interested in bringing back Remain in Mexico. They're not interested in bringing back the safe third country. They're not even DNA testing all of the illegal immigrants who are coming across now. They've admitted that in several emails that have been leaked. And they're not interested in expedited removal of individuals who have been found immediately not to qualify for asylum. What they're doing is they're basically giving all of these people a court date, sending them various places around the United States. And this is only the ones they catch, by the way. There's probably just as many that they don't catch who get across the southern border. And about 90%
somewhere between 70 and 90% of these immigrants who get a court date don't end up even showing up for it. So I don't see why the Republicans should negotiate with people who fundamentally don't want to move any iota in their direction in terms of border security. At that point, I think gridlock is probably the only way that they're going to get anything out of this whatsoever.
I think threatening to shut down the government and not pass additional budgets just because you, as the minority party, can't get what you want in. That's how this works. If you don't win the majority of votes and you don't get enough seats in the House to have the majority and enough seats in the Senate to have the majority, you don't get to dictate what policies are in this country. The people that elected the members of the majority party oftentimes get to pass the policy that they deem reasonable because they're representing the population of people who voted for them. Republicans doing this right now, it's just undemocratic. Democrats don't have to compromise with Republicans on a number of cuts to funding, but they have. They've worked with them to try and get bills passed to fund the government. And so I think it's still dishonest, even if you believe the Biden administration has done a terrible job on border policy. You still have the Senate and the House as a sponsor for making legislation on the border.
Okay,
and they've reluctantly come together to make a deal in the Senate. And then you have all these House Republicans saying they're not willing to work with it whatsoever unless they get absolutely everything they want. They're like a bunch of toddlers that are throwing a tantrum in the store because they're not allowed to buy candy. And, you know, they're not willing to stop crying unless they get their candy. It's ridiculous.
This chick's tripping. I say she's out of her fucking mind, too.
And it's much more serious than that, of course, but that's the vibe that we're getting off by saying they're not willing to do their jobs and write legislation unless they get everything they want, knowing very well they're operating in a political system where that's how it works if your party doesn't win a clear majority.
Well, the system also works because we have divided government such that the minority doesn't have to get trampled on either. It doesn't mean that the majority in one chamber of Congress gets to do absolutely everything they want and the minority party just has to take it. That's why we have votes that require 60 votes in the Senate. It's why we have both the House of Representatives and the Senate. That's precisely why, is to avoid the minority voice getting trampled. And by the way, I would point out as well that in terms of what Americans want, yes, they voted for Democrats to take control of the Senate and the presidency, but on the specific issue of immigration, they're on the side of Republicans. Immigration is the second most important issue for voters heading into 2024. And without question, they all say that they want more border security and that they believe the current situation at the border is a crisis. So I do think it is incumbent on Democrats to listen to their constituents. You even have members of the Democratic Party, like Mayor Eric Adams, like the Chicago mayor, like Democrats who come from border states, Texas and Arizona, saying repeatedly that they too are frustrated with the current system as it relates to immigration. So I don't think this is just a Democrat versus Republican issue. There are clearly some Democrats, at least, that are willing to take a look at border security. In fact, Senator John Fetterman said that he quite opposes his party's position, that if you talk about border security or want to take a look at immigration, that you are a bigot. He thinks that is a reasonable issue to take a look at because of the impact that it's having on Americans. And yet no one else over in the Senate with him seems to be willing to do that. I don't think Republicans are saying you have to give us every single thing we want on border security, but you have to give us something. And so far, the Democrats as a party have not given them anything besides, hey, we'll just give more money to housing and work permits for migrants, and we'll also give them more money for processing. That's not border security. That's just making it easier and giving more incentives for people to come in.
So there's a lot of things in H.R. 2 that I think would upset many Americans. This is not just a piece of legislation for border security. So, of course, we have compromise in the Senate. You have senators working together across the aisle. I'm not saying it's good that we have Democrats versus Republicans and majority rules every single time. I think it's good that members of the Senate have compromised on a bipartisan bill. What I think is ridiculous is what Troy Nels has done and said he's not willing to do anything that falls short of H.R. 2 because he doesn't want to improve Biden's approval ratings. That is a ridiculous reason not to support common sense border security legislation. I don't think most people across the United States would approve of everything in H.R. 2, things that wouldn't require CBP agents to take a polygraph test in situations where they're accused of criminal behavior. This would resume construction on the border wall. It would waive necessary legal procedures that must happen before the wall is constructed. There's all kinds of things in this piece of legislation that the Republicans are so attached to in the House that I think many Americans who are for border security would say is not common sense border security and can actually be very harmful for the southern border and people across the country. I think if you're a House Republican and you genuinely care about the border, you will compromise to get something passed if this is an urgent crisis, as you say it is, rather than saying the reason you're doing nothing is because you don't want to approve or increase Biden's approval ratings. I think that's a really bad reason.
I agree. I don't think Troy Nehls is speaking on behalf of the Republicans in the House. He's not even in leadership. So I don't think using his statement, which is obviously stupid, as representative of a party is exactly fair.
Well, the Republicans in the House have directly said they're not willing to vote to fund the government and are willing to shut it down if they don't get what they want when it comes to border security. And he's saying that his faction in the House will not vote for what the Senate pushes through. I hope they will, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it depends on what the Senate passes, on whether or not that's a fair enough compromise for them. But again, Troy Nehls doesn't speak on behalf of the party. We'll be back with more Rising after this.
All right. Well, that chick, in the worst way, common knowledge. We know that Biden cut three of Trump's bills out as soon as he walked in the fucking door. And it opened that border wide fucking up. So, you know, what, now the Republicans ain't going to give in on what the Democrats want. And it's not, I'm really that story about his Biden's popularity. He's going to fix what he fucked up. Is that what I'm hearing? Of course it is. If Biden would have fucked with nothing at all, it wouldn't be like this in the first place. But he did this. He did it. There ain't no other way around it. You can't blame nobody else. Right. This is what he did, man. Biden did this shit. Trump didn't do none of this shit. He, by fucking Trump shit up.
The Democrats will never admit it. They'll never admit it. They'll deny it.
The blame's going on to Trump. The Trump blaming Trump for this shit. But they can't. Because that ain't what fucking happened. You're fucking delusional if you believe that shit. It's a simple fact. Is Biden changed it the minute he walked in office. You heard that shit with the Green Jean Pierre, what the fuck her name is. You know, first day. He tried to straighten up the first day. No, he didn't. Shit wasn't that bad till he fucked with it. So he fucking opened the borders. He kept the XL pipeline out. You know, all that shit that was in work for getting something done, he fucking fucked it all. You can't tell me no different. And this shit's been going on for over three motherfucking years, and he ain't done a goddamn thing about it in the first place. And now it's a tug of war with money over fucking a vote and shit like this? No. This shit should have been done regardless. He shouldn't have fucked what was already in place that was working. He should have made it better. That would have been great. But that was not the case. He completely killed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the fuck? I mean, there's a right and a wrong in this world. There's no other fucking way around that. There's a on, there's a off, there's a forward, there's a backwards. Right, left. All these things, in reality, they're real, you know? But you can't go fuck something up and figure you're going to fix it now since you fucked it up. You're the cause of the problem. Can't blame on the guy before you, the guy before that either. Even though it really is the guy before that. But, you know, he's another one. When Obama was in office, I watched the price of fuel jump up like a motherfucker. His whole terms. You know, then Trump gets in office, the fucking price of fuel drops down.
Yep.
Everything's working. Jobs are coming. Shit's starting to work.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying Donald Trump is 100% a fucking pure angel. He's not. None of us are. But I think he's done a much better job. Why do you think people are going to him now? The American people have been so fucked and they see it now. People know they're being fucking the asshole. You know, and they're looking for the savior. They are. And he's the only fucking option you got. You ain't got other options. If there is, you don't see him. So there you go. The majority rule. You know, that's the majority that sees Donald Trump, and that was that.
Numbers don't lie, do they?
Mm-mm. No. No way, shape, or form, ever. Unless you cheat.
That's huge.
So, yep. Absolutely.
Gas here now is $4.49 a gallon.
How much?
$4.49.
Oh, Buck, that's cheap.
That's cheap, bro.
Fuck. That's bullshit. Well, do you ever realize, do you folks ever realize everything you fucking deal with is taxed? Just about everything you fucking do, something's taxed. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter. Whenever you spend money anywhere with anybody, it's always taxed. You want to buy a fucking dildo? It's taxed. You want to buy a box of rubbers? It's taxed. You want to buy some lube? It's taxed. You want to buy some gas to get to the whorehouse? It's taxed. Go to the whorehouse, the hooker's taxed. You know, it's...
at least you're getting fucked some way.
Yeah, and the digital currency is coming. It's coming. I've said this for years. It's coming. I mean, I've said this for the past 14 fucking years, and it's here. It has showed up.
They did.
You know?
They did tax it out there in Las Vegas.
Oh. Well, here's the one question. Here is the one question I want one of the reporters to ask. How much money are you spending or funding the NGOs with? It's the NGOs that are down there that are making it so people can come up here with new clothes, new phone, and all of that. Where do you think those people are getting that money from? I saw a map where they showed all of the routes and all of the places where the NGOs are working for the illegals to go to on their journey up here. I want to know, how much money is the federal government giving to these NGOs so they could do that work?
Mm-hmm.
Which would mean that our government is paying for these people to come all the way up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're being brokered up here. That's the deal. It's a two-way hit. The coyote, the people are setting up the travel agents, I call them, you know, are setting up the gig telling us you're going to make money, they'll give you all this shit, yada, 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 the land of the plenty and the free. You know, that's what they think. Then they get here, they find out, you get a little bit of something in the beginning, then after that, fuck you. That's what you're getting. Nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck you. But anyway, I ran across this clip. It's kind of interesting. I want to play this a little bit and check, because this is citizen militias take U.S. Mexican border security in their own hands. Let's check this out. This is something we ain't never heard of, is it?
Without a border, you don't have a country. So right now, we don't have a country. I've been doing this 14 years. I've sacrificed everything.
Got some customers for you.
These guys are walking on the road?
Yes, sir. If you bring enough impoverished people into a nation with wealth, that nation collapses and has to turn into a socialist country.
Do you think we're being watched right now from you, Bill?
Yeah. One of these mountains, they've got a cartel scout on it.
La maña también tiene que ver mucho porque tiene que pagar una cuota mensual a ellos.
That these men can be out there running around with their guns. I thought that we had laws against vigilantism.
We do not actually want people to stop migrants.
It's not going to be too long before these guys get hot on their triggers and end up killing somebody.
I'll give you a radio and they can radio you and say, hey, and I'll sit here and
smoke cigarettes.
Baby clip.
All right, roger that.
Yeah, 4 p.m. is the crossing hour, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
And that's why you just sent those guys out on a patrol, because it's right about 4 p.m. right now.
Yep, yep. And they'll sit out there till 6 o'clock.
Don't whisper into the mic, because you can't really understand it. Over. From the beginning. Watch this guy. The first guy.
Mm-hmm.
See how he's looking?
Yeah.
He's a guide. He's a coyote. He works for the cartel.
This is Tim Foley, leader of one of the most well-established citizen border patrol groups in the U.S.
See, he's setting the pace, and see how fast they're moving?
Mm-hmm.
His group, Arizona Border Recon, patrols along the Mexican border, looking for migrants and drug smugglers.
They have to keep up with him, or he'll leave them behind. That was probably a Guatemalan female.
How can you tell?
Height.
Is short? So what happens if they're out there right now hiding behind a rock and they see 10 people in camo walk past them?
Well, the way we do it is like a two guys here and then two guys further in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they walk by these guys, they don't move. They just get on the radio and say, hey, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll let them go by and give them a minute. And then we close the box on them, and then we find out who they are and what they have. These guys are all in camouflage, carpet shoes, camouflage backpacks. They don't want to get caught.
There's a lot of activity right now. We've seen Border Patrol helicopters flying around us. They're on their radios monitoring what's going on at the border wall. And there's some sort of activity. They're not sure if it's protesters or migrants.
31 individuals,
women and children.
Wow. Okay.
Got abandoned. For 3 days, no food and water.
¿Cómo fue su tratamiento de esos hombres?
Sí.
¿Ustedes van a pedir asilo?
Sí.
Que tengan suerte a todos.
Gracias.
¿Qué pasó con su polluero?
Nos dejaron abandonados, nos secuestraron, nos abandonaron por acá y nos robaron.
¿Hace cuánto tiempo?
Hace 3 días.
¿Tres días?
3 días. Estamos buscando señal allá del cerro.
So we're here along the border wall. This is a group of people from Ecuador, Honduras, Guatemala. They said that their coyote abandoned them 3 days ago in the desert, and they've been wandering around trying to get help, looking for cell phone service. They finally came to the wall, and the vigilantes spotted them, and now the Border Patrol just arrived. So they're about to get detained, and they also are going to ask for asylum because they're fleeing their country because of extortion.
We went to the humanitarian water drops, bumped over there, grabbed all their water, and brought it back over here to give them. They said they hadn't had water in
3 days.
3 days.
That's what they said to me, yeah.
Cartels robbed them.
Are there any circumstances where you would have had those people go back to your camp, march them over there?
We would have brought them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And fed them.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like I said, women and children, hey, I'm not going to let them die.
Mm-hmm.
No. If they were in camouflage clothing and they are all males, we would have pushed them back into Mexico.
Those are the old folks that leave the water by the fence. And then all the ones you see deep inside of there, that's no more deaths.
Yeah.
They're basically the Antifa of the water droppers.
The Antifa of the water droppers?
Foley and his group may look official with their camo and guns, but they're not affiliated with Border Patrol or any other law enforcement agency. They don't have the authority to detain anyone, but they use their presence to intimidate people into stopping. Foley blames other non-government organizations for encouraging illegal immigration by putting out water in an effort to prevent deaths in the desert.
Joe, still full.
One of those groups is Humane Borders, which operates out of Tucson.
So good. All right, we're all set.
You can't leave people to die without water.
you know, that's one of the reasons that we have by all the water stations, we try to get a pole about 30 feet high with a blue flag. That means that there's fresh water that you can drink.
They also search for the remains of migrants who died trying to make the crossing, reporting the locations of the bodies to the medical examiner and local authorities.
So there's those two little white things in the ground over there are bones that they've discovered, but it's unclear whether these are human bones or animal bones. So they take pictures and then they send them to an expert for identification. But these look like they've been here quite a while from the look of them. What is the attitude of the border vigilantes towards your group and the humanitarian work that you're doing?
I think the biggest thing is the huge amount of disinformation that they put out there. You know, we're helping drug smugglers or we're helping pedophile rings. Those things of that nature, you know, which seems to be the biggest talk of these groups, it causes a lot of problems.
What types of things have your organization seen the vigilantes do to your water tanks?
The things we see is they get shot a lot. People will shoot them. They come out here and shoot holes in them. They've stabbed them with like big, you know, knives. This one in particular, they took and sledgehammered all the bricks.
If these groups continue to operate, if there is no response from law enforcement or, you know, politically,
mm-hmm.
where do you see this headed? What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, I fear that there will be violence, more violence. You know, as they become more and more emboldened, it's not going to be too long before these guys get hot on their triggers, running around thinking, playing army, you know, and end up killing somebody. And I think that's where it's headed.
Although he denies a formal relationship between their groups, Tim Foley told us he spoke several times with the leader of the Oath Keepers, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy charges for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Other extremist groups like the Proud Boys have also shifted their focus to the border, along with Christian nationalists and groups motivated by QAnon conspiracy theories. They are the latest chapter in a long history of extremism in America's borderlands. In 1977, Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke announced plans to secure the U.S.-Mexico border without the government's help.
We're not here to sponsor any violence from our position or the other position. We're not going to be making apprehensions. We're not going to be carrying guns. We're not going to be breaking the law in this respect.
The early 2000s saw a resurgence of militia activity on an unprecedented scale.
The purpose of the Minutemen is to bring attention to our elected officials of our porous open borders. You know, the 3,000 or 4,000 illegal aliens that come through not only Arizona, but California, New Mexico, and Texas every single day.
One of the epicenters was Aravaca, Arizona, 10 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
Hold on, where's emergency?
Ma'am, somebody just came in and shot my daughter and my husband.
They shot them?
In the early hours of May 30th, 2009, Raul Flores and his 9-year-old daughter, Brisenia, were murdered in a home invasion by border extremists from a group called Minutemen American Defense. Since the murders, citizen border patrols have continued to have an outsized presence in a town of 600 people. Arizona Border Recon says it doesn't condone violence and has kicked out aggressive members in the past. Foley's group is also relatively small, with barely half a dozen members present on the patrol we saw. The real force on the border is the Border Patrol. But even with thousands of agents, guarding every inch of the border is a daunting task. 2023 saw more than 2.4 million people apprehended, a new record.
We're at the border wall here. How busy is this sector in terms of foot traffic, people trying to cross the border?
We are very busy right now.
What types of people are you encountering crossing the border?
So we have all kinds. We have migrants who are trying to evade arrest, but mostly it's migrants that are trying to claim asylum.
Ballpark breakdown, people who are trying to sneak past versus turning themselves in. What is it right now?
90% of people trying to claim asylum and 10% trying to evade arrest.
Now, the narratives out there, we've heard this around the border, that all these people who are crossing, trying to evade border patrol, wearing camo, are drug smugglers. How true is that?
I mean, it does happen. We do have drug smugglers passing through here, but the majority of our apprehensions is just migrants that are trying to come in to for economic reasons. Where we do encounter a lot of the narcotics is at our border patrol checkpoints. That's where mm-hmm. we're going to see them a lot more.
We've heard that, you know, some of these ranchers are in favor of people, private citizens, who are coming onto their property to do their own sort of patrols, like taking the law into their own hands. What's the border patrol's position on these so-called vigilantes or militia groups or concerned citizens, whatever you call them?
If any concerned citizen wants to call us and give us information, then we welcome that information.
However, we do not actually want people to stop migrants to actually take any type of enforcement action. Basically, just let us know what's going on so that we can actually go out there and enforce the immigration laws.
We can go out into the corral if you like. They don't want to be caught. They're afraid we're going to ride them.
Jim Chilton's cattle ranch spans more than 50,000 acres around Aravaca, including a stretch along the border. He set up trail cameras that capture people walking across his land. And he often finds the carpet shoes some people wear to hide their footprints in the desert. He says dozens of migrants have died on his ranch, and he's built water fountains to prevent more deaths. But he's also a vocal supporter of Tim Foley and Arizona Border Recon, who operate on his lands.
So this is barbed wire on your property that was cut by migrants, you think?
It was cut by migrants, and I can't keep my cattle in this pasture when you have a big hole here.
And this is just a few hundred yards from your house. How does it feel knowing that those folks are traipsing through your backyard?
Well, we're so used to it that I can't say that I feel good or bad or indifferent.
How long does it take for the police to come if you need to call them?
At least an hour. Border Patrol, hour and a half.
How often are you finding cut fences like this on your land?
All the time.
Chilton and his wife Sue invited me for dinner at their home to talk about their views on the border. Both of them support President Donald Trump and his border wall.
This looks so lovely.
Sue, do you want to take a steak here?
Let me dish you up one. Which one you got your eye on here, Sue?
Sue?
Yes. Oh, I have no idea.
How about that one?
Okay. Well, I'm going to cut it in half.
Do you think that people use the word militarization, that the putting up, making it harder and harder led to people taking more extreme measures like putting on camo and traipsing through the desert?
Yes, that's when the cartel took over all the trails.
The folks who came across were generally led by, shall we say, private enterprise coyotes. And they varied from slime balls to pretty good business people who just tried legitimately to get their payees to get to the job they hoped they would get.
We're a nation of people who want everybody and everything to be legal, and we really need to secure the border, which means finishing the wall, putting our Border Patrol at the wall, and arresting anybody that tries to come through. At the same time, expanding the number of people who can come in legally.
When I hear you say we're a nation of laws, a lot of people consider what Tim Foley and his guys are doing out there vigilantism. Like they're taking the law into their own hands. Do you agree with that?
No.
Why not?
Majority of what they do, like the majority of what the Border Patrol does, is be a first-rate rescue squad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he also said that a lot of what they do is sort of intimidate people into going back across if they see them, what they suspect are drug mules or, you know, the folks in camo. Are you worried that somebody's going to get shot on your land?
People have been shot and killed, mostly by the cartel. We have had calls here, do not go into your southern pasture today because two factions of the Sinaloa cartel are having a gun battle over control of the openings in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel safer when you know that Tim and his guys are out there?
Yes, because the cartel knows they're there and they're not running people through at least that part of the border.
After hearing from the Chiltons and Tim Foley, I wanted to find out more about who's crossing into the U.S. So I went to Mexico, to the city of Nogales, to meet a coyote who's been smuggling people across for years. He requested anonymity because he works with the cartel. He asked to meet us on a hill outside of town, overlooking the border.
How did you become a coyote?
Yo empecé desde los 13 años.
How has your work changed over the years?
Ha cambiado mucho en cuestión del cobro y la gente. No, cambia Cada vez es más caro. Cada vez es más difícil cruzar por allá.
It's going to come that where people are going to stand up and start battling that fucking war, you know. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to die. Really. People are going to get fed up so much, you know, they ain't going to take it no more, you know. Yeah, remember, we don't have enough border agents to control this shit no more. You know, so that's about what I think about it. Anybody else? Oh, did I lose everybody already?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought I lost y'all.
That's exactly right. I'm a Texas border state. I know how it is down there. People coming across that track in the branch of property in there, breaking into property, stealing things, raping their wives. I mean, come on. How much more of this crap do you have to put up with, God?
You're cutting up a little bit, bro. Yeah, I mean, when's the people themselves going to be tired of it? Once it starts affecting the center part of this country, which it's doing, you remember, 50 million fucking people scattered over this country right now. You know,
absolutely.
There's all kinds of, you know, bullshit conspiracy theories going around about it, blah, blah, blah. They want to make it a whole different civilization and all kinds of crazy shit, you know, fuck. It's stupidity. It's a waste of money. It's became a big waste of money. It's going to cost more money to take care of 50 million people than it would have been to fucking stop it from coming across the border in the first place. You know what I mean? Think about it. 50 million people, if they just got $1 a day, that's $50 million a day.
Oh, yeah,
at least. There's more than that. There's a lot more than that.
A lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, fuck me. I think I'm about done, man. And I think that is true. I am done. I'm wore the fuck out. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for coming out. We'll try it again tomorrow night sometime or another. I don't know. Lorianne's in her show, whatever. I might walk over top of hers. I don't know what the fuck I'll do, but, you know, I might join hers. I don't know.
I will be doing my show tomorrow night. You are more than welcome to stop on by.
Yeah, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I mean, because I'm just, you know, I don't know. Thank you, Laurie. I appreciate that. All right, folks. Well, hey, I appreciate y'all showing up tonight. It was a fun show. We'll do it again. So anyway, be good to each other and be good to yourselves. All right? Just don't be an asshole. Just be yourself. Well, I can't use my board. Okay, you motherfucker. B-Char just cut my board off. Nice, man. Lovely people.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to throw this song up here, and I will see you guys later. So behave yourselves.
All right.
Here we go. Got it.
Sleep tight, everybody.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, from very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the sea, and on the breeze, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars, where they could just be ours. Let's fade into the sun, let the spirit fly, we'll be at one, just for a little fun. Oh, oh, oh yeah! I want to get away.
Yeah, 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 yeah.